High school football is live and on the air.
Are you ready?
It's time for Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Tonight's game features...
Are you ready?
District Semifinal 74. It's Romulus versus Michigan Center.
Ready. This evening's contest is brought to you in part by...
AeroQuip Credit Union. King's Equipment. Grimes Plumbing. Wolverine Steel Coating. Cali Express Mart. Wilby Transit Mix. Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school football. Tonight's matchup pits the Michigan Center Cardinals against the Romulus Eagles in the first round of the high school football playoffs. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all of the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us this evening. Mark, it's a very chilly fall evening, but it's playoff football. I don't think we would have it any other way.
This is what we expect at this point in the season, that chill in the air. The hits are a little crisper. You feel it a little bit more. And we're to that point of the season. You win or you go home and you're done. And you start prepping for basketball or wrestling or whatever you're going to be doing in the winter sports season. This is it. For one of these teams, they're going to be done. The field of 32 will be cut in half tonight for high school football in all the divisions.
Dare I say it will be a scary Halloween night for one of these teams.
You're punny and I like it. You're punny and I like it.
So yeah, very chilly. You can already see a ton of Michigan Center supporters here fully bundled up in jackets and blankets, and a very packed crowd for Romulus on the other side with a grand total of four people I see in the stand. A bit of a contrast from Hanover Horton last week.
We are not exaggerating at all. Literally four people
on
the visitor's side. There's no line, no waiting over there to get into the bleachers. You've got your choice of whatever aisle seat that you want. My preference would be I like to go all the way up to the back so I have something to lean up against.
Well, and a good vantage point over the field and stuff like that. So,
again,
a little bit of a night and day difference to that rowdy Hanover Horton crowd that we had over there last week.
Which I found out that they did not bring an air horn.
No. It sounded like the one that they used.
It's not a didgeridoo, but it's a wind-type instrument that they take to soccer games that is a little bit larger and sounds like an air horn. So not quite an air horn, but still... A portable 83% quieter air horn.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So this one against Michigan Center and Romulus, we'll be previewing this thing in 2 minutes for what we know as the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show.
Nice.
Which continues in 2 minutes here on K105.3.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialists will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
It's the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show from the home of the Michigan Center Cardinals as they are set to take on the Romulus Eagles in the Division 5 first round of the high school football playoffs. Connor Dockering with the Mark W. Daly. And we've had a couple discussions this week on what we can expect in this game, but it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what we can expect. You have a Michigan Center team, 8-1 on the season, and besides the last game against Hanover Horton and a matchup with Leslie in the middle of the season, they pretty much rolled through everybody, but they played down all season. Meanwhile, on the other side, you got a Romulus team that's only 4-5 in the regular season, but they played anywhere from Division I to Division VI schools throughout the whole year.
Yeah, it's a question mark. It really is a question mark. We saw a lot of good things out of Michigan Center throughout the season. We haven't seen anything from Romulus except just looking at what their schedule is. And this comparison's obviously a stretch, right?
Yes.
But when you bring in Lumen, because Lumen does the same thing, they're technically a D7. They play D6, but they play nothing but 2s, 3s, 4s,
right,
those divisions all season long, which is kind of like what Romulus does. So, I mean, when you play up, when you play that type of competition,
yeah,
I mean, it makes you a better team. So what do we expect here tonight? I don't know. I really don't know. I do feel like my assumption is Michigan Center's going to be tested tonight like they haven't been, because they're playing a true, authentic D5 school that's played up all season long. That's my assumption.
Yeah, and the fact that this is already just the team in front of them tonight is larger than any school that they've played this season.
Right.
I mean, they've only played D6 and below this season. This is the only true D5 school, as you mentioned, that they've played all season. And even though this doesn't appear to be that great of a D5 team, I mean, that can make a difference when you're playing a larger school. These larger schools, you know, tend to have a lot more depth from top to bottom on the team, even if they're not necessarily, like, good for D5, you know, compared to the teams that Michigan Center has played. You know, this could be, you know, a really good team. So it's just...
It could be,
yeah.
But usually good teams have a following.
Yes.
And, I mean, they're slowly trickling in. We've got 6 in those stands.
Maybe
now
a 7th.
So
We're going to have a running tally throughout the evening.
So,
but
I know, seriously, good teams have a following. When you're winning, you get your fan base to come out, unless it's just diluted in that area because of a lot of – I don't know. I just don't know enough about the other team. But I do feel like Center is going to be tested tonight.
Yeah. So Michigan Center had a chance to lock up their first undefeated regular season since 2010, came up short against Hanover Horton in the Cascades Conference Championship. However, they do make it back in the postseason after missing out last year, a really injured team last year. They were able to stay mostly healthy this year. But, I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see how this team does playing up in D5 after playing in D6 forever.
Right, D6, D7, some of those other schools too. I mean, that's where Hanover Horton is. They're a D7 school, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's going to be. But, you know, when you're coming off of a loss, look at what a lot of successful teams do when they come off a loss. They just knock off a series of wins. When you have a loss like that, that can be a gut check. When you have a loss like that, you practice harder the next week. You know, you're more mindful. You're taking better notes. You're as a coach, you're putting a little more oomph behind what you're telling the team. So a lot of times, losses like that, it's like you're being formed in the fire.
Yes.
At that point, so we could be seeing a different Center team coming out of that loss.
And for Romulus on the other side, again, 4-5 in the regular season. This is actually their third straight trip to the postseason, despite, again, middle-of-the-road record, 4-5 for the last two seasons, and then 5-4 back in 2023. And, again, a lot of that is from playing up. Majority of their schedule is usually around D3. Mm-hmm. Again, maybe a couple D2, D1 schools, and even down to D6 was one of their matchups this year. So, you know, this team has been able to make it in despite, you know, having some of these mid records. But, again, it's just kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where this team is because it's like you play up relatively, and they've had some really good matchups, yeah, too. For example, some of the best teams in D3 that they've had to match up, like their last matchup, Warren Fitzgerald, 48-6 loss for them to wrap up their regular season. So I don't know. It's just really hard, yeah, to pinpoint what we're going to get in this matchup.
Yeah. Well, what we I hope we get the Romulus team because we are done with the pregame portion of the clock. We've got the 12 minutes up for the quarter. They're about ready to do the national anthem.
I see them way off to the side.
There's no Romulus team on the field right now.
They're way off to the side. They haven't ran on the field yet. But so. I do see them kind of huddled off there off the track.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, anyways, I think this is going to be – it's, you know, in terms of on paper, mm-hmm, you know, I think Michigan Center definitely wants to come back on firing on all cylinders after they were really – tested. That was the toughest defense they've seen all season. I mean, they scored over 30 points easily in every single game of the, mm-hmm, season until last week. They only put up 14 on the board, well, including, you know, no, yeah, points in the first half.
Well, what happened last week, and we can jump into that in a little more detail. Well, I don't think they saw that many blitzes last,
yeah,
week.
So there you go. But we're going to step aside as the national anthem set to be played. We'll be back in 2 minutes. That concludes the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show here on K105.3.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
The Cardinals have run from the tunnel and ready to get this one underway in the Division 5 first round of the high school football playoffs against the Romulus Eagles. Connor Dockery and the Mark W. Daly live from Michigan Center High School on this Halloween evening. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Happy Halloween to you, too.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot my Hallmark card. Sorry.
It's okay. You can make it up to me in a few weeks.
Sure. Okay. I enjoyed a Reese's peanut butter ghost for you today. So.
On my behalf.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
exactly.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So it'll be Michigan Center kicking this one off to start this one. Romulus will receive to get this one underway. Romulus will be going from left to right on your radio dial as we get underway in the Josh's Dumpsters first quarter.
I passed a lot of Josh's Dumpsters on the way here tonight. Yeah, busy guy.
Yeah, you took the scenic route, shall we say.
Tonight.
might have gotten a little intertwined with some trick-or-treaters on your front fender on the way in. So anyways, this one is kicked away, fielded it around the 20-yard line, bobbled, picked up, now running towards the far side, now cuts back in. Lots of good blocking, now lots of room to run, tackled around the 50-yard line. Great return by Micah Jones to set up Romulus with great field position on their first drive.
Oh, yeah. He was about ready to shoot out of that like a rocket until he was eventually stopped there. I want to say it was number 12 who was able to catch him from behind, Travis Collins, to get him. And that was the last one. He had a trio of blockers in front of him, and he was going to be gone if that stop wasn't made.
Yeah, that was a great kick return. As a matter of fact, my heart was pounding. I was like, oh, boy, we're going to get a kick return for a touchdown right off the bat. But that was indeed a touchdown-saving tackle by Travis Collins. And Romulus actually starting slightly in Michigan Center territory. They're starting from the Michigan Center 47-yard line, the right hash mark, wearing white jerseys, black pants, maroon helmets with maroon numbers. Michigan Center in their all-red jerseys with white helmets, white numbers. Three back with the quarterback. Guy in motion to the right. Quick snap, handoff to the right side of the line, and going to be brought down for a gain of 3 or 4 yards on the ground. That was Taha Kanji on the carry.
Peyton Paquin was right there with the stop. A few other Cardinals right there with him as well. But first and goal, if you're able to get 5 yards on your first play, you're going to get that all night long. Boy, they kind of have like a weird... I don't think I've seen this before. You've got two backs offset. It's almost like they have four people lined up in a shotgun power eye. That's a neat look.
They're stacked right there. We got another handoff on the right side and going to be brought down at the 40-yard line. Maybe a gain of 2 yards, but we do got a penalty marker on the near side. It was right when he was hit. That was Dante Tolliver on the carry.
And you've got a couple of the Eagles clapping like it's going to be a penalty against center.
It does appear to be that way. The officials are talking about it. Still trying to come to an official decision here, but again, does appear to be a Michigan Center penalty based on the body language of both teams. No, it is against Romulus. Okay.
So they're calling it a face mask, and they're walking it off 15.
Yeah, based on the initial reaction from both teams, it looked like it was going to be a Michigan Center penalty, but they'll certainly take that. It's going to make it second and long. Romulus back on their 44-yard line.
We were watching them in pregames, and it looked like the quarterback had a pretty good arm and was fairly accurate. So they're definitely in that situation where they're going to have to pass.
Second and 19, quick-fire pass on the left side. That one's caught, trying to make way to the 47-yard line. That's going to be third and long.
Weaved his way around a little bit of traffic there, but just too many Cardinals for him to advance. Yeah, picked up a few yards, but they're in that third and forever territory right now for the Eagles.
He only picked up 3 yards. Looked like it was going to be a little bit more than that, but yeah, just one-on-one passing right there. And now third and, we can probably call it forever, third and 16 from the Romulus 47-yard line. Torrance Searcy in the gun, three receivers to the right, two to the left. Takes the snap, looking downfield. He's going to be pressured, and that one's going to be picked off at the 35.
And he was getting quite a bit of pressure. They brought the far linebacker in on a blitz, and he had a body in his face when he let that one fly. Didn't really know where it was going, but it found he did have a completed pass. It was just to the defense.
Yeah, that's a way you can say that. That was a nice diving interception by Darius Odentan, the junior, able to snag that one, and Michigan Center forces a turnover on their first trip defensively, and they take over at their own 36.
Now, again, just when you have penalties like that, when you lose a little bit of discipline in, you know, this first round of high school football playoffs, penalty like that can really put you behind the sticks.
Clock stopped at 10:18 in this first quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. No score yet in these playoff first-round matchup. Hayden Hinkle gets the snap. He's going to run it on the ground himself, charges forward, and he's going to be down around the first down. We'll see if they give it to him. That's a good run on that first play of the game for the Cardinals.
Riley Simmons on the stop for Romulus. But, yeah, they're moving the sticks for him. First play from offense and first down for the Cardinals.
They'll definitely take it. Michigan Center needs to get their offense going early. They were stopped really early in that game and against Hanover Horton, and it really took them a long time before they finally got into a rhythm, well into the second half, as a matter of fact.
Well, Hanover Horton blitzed left and right last week.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left, two back there with Hinkle. Going to hand this one off to Davion King on the far side. Going to be down at the Romulus 47. Good chunk on first down. It's second and short.
And it looked like it was number six, David Bullock, who was among the Romulans and on the stop there. But a good gain on first down for Michigan Center, setting themselves up for success when you're looking at second and four.
Well, we'll see if this drive for the Cardinals can live long and prosper, my friend. I tried. I'm sorry. 9:08 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet. Michigan Center looking at a second and four from Romulus' 48-yard line. In the gun for Hinkle. Takes the snap. Fake the handoff up the middle. Going to run on the near side himself. In for the first down and then some. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Forced out of bounds. A big run for the senior quarterback.
4-15. Forcing him out of bounds on that one. That would be Micah Jones and Taya Kanji among those on the stop for Romulus. But, yeah, they faked it up the gut. Everybody and their brother bit on that one and then just popped it on out to the outside, outran everybody, and a stiff arm. He laid a stiff arm on Micah Jones, and that ended up getting him another 5 yards.
Three runs and already 53 yards for this Michigan Center team. No passes attempted yet, and they throw a lot of passes on average. Hinkle takes the snap, whistle's blown, flag on the far side. Going to be an offside penalty against Romulus.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because that's usually in the area of a false start, but they called it offsides, and I'm going to get a few extra freebie downs or freebie yards on this one.
We're up to 9 fans on the far side for Romulus, making the trip here from near the airport.
You know, it's not that far. It's not that long of a drive.
So 5 yards on the penalty. It's 1st and 5 for the Cardinals. Now in the red zone, it's going to be spotted at the 16-yard line. Two backs with Hinkle, one receiver to either side. Hinkle gets the snap, fakes the handoff left. He's going to bring it on the ground himself. Cuts back to the right. A lot more room to run. Pocket collapses. He's going to try to make it back to the line of scrimmage, and he is going to be down for a loss of yards around the 19-yard line.
The Romulus defense just totally blew that one up from the start. The whole play was designed to come this way. It was a fake the handoff up the gut, and a running back was supposed to be a blocker for him over this way, but there were just too many white jerseys on this side, so he cut it back the other way, didn't have any blockers. They were able to run him down and get him for a loss.
Loss of 3 yards there. It's 2nd and 8 from the Romulus 19-yard line. 8:06 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet, but Michigan Center is in the red zone after that Darius Odentan interception on the third play of Romulus's opening drive. One back there with Hinkle takes the snap, peels out of the pocket to the left, looking to throw. He does, slings this one. It's caught at the 10-yard line, diving forward and into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. It's Travis Collins getting the Michigan Center offense on the board first.
That was just a great run after the reception. Able to, he really picked his way through 6 defenders right there and able to run around, run through, found the end zone and hung 6 on the board for the Cardinals.
So one of one passing for Hayden Hinkle. Not a bad way to throw your first pass in this one. And
no kidding.
After that Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from 19 yards out, Michigan Center will be going for two. One back there with Hinkle takes the snap, looking to throw again, slings it into the end zone straight to Travis Collins again. 2 points converted.
Just like that, eight points on the board for Michigan Center. They needed to have a fast start tonight, and they're getting just what the doctor ordered.
8-0 Michigan Center, 7:42 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
It's Michigan Center on the board first in this Josh's Dumpsters first quarter as the kickoff is fumbled out of bounds to the 16-yard line, and that's where it'll be spotted.
That's the second time. Second time. The first kickoff, he bobbled that too, had to pick it up off the turf, had a nice return off of that. But two times in a row, he's had difficulty getting the handle on the ball.
7:42 to go in this Josh's Dumpsters first quarter. 8-0 for Michigan Center after that 19-yard touchdown pass from Hayden Hinkle to Travis Collins, as it's going to be first and 10 from the 16-yard line for Romulus, way far back compared to their first drive where they started in Michigan Center territory. Searcy takes the snap, quick handoff to the left side, and going to get maybe 2 yards on the ground before he's swarmed by several red jerseys on the play.
Just tried to use his speed to get around the outside edge, but Michigan Center had that swarming defense, and they were just able to shut that down.
It's Sterling Fry on the carry for 2 yards. Second down and 8 from the left hash mark for the Romulus Eagles in the Battle of the Birds in this one. Searcy under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, peels out of the pocket. He's going to be pressured, throws deep down the near sideline, and going to be deflected out of bounds and incomplete by Trey Collins.
Was able just to kind of put his hand in there enough to disrupt the reception and prevent that. That was a good arm. And it was on target, too. Just able to, again, get his hand in there to disrupt that.
That was intended for Jaden Morgan and Torrance Searcy. I mean, we saw them in the pregame warming up, and this kid's got an arm, and you could see it on full display right there, but good abilities by Trey Collins to break that one up.
Boy, and to be able to – that was a 30-yard throw on the run.
Yeah. So now he's in the gun, 3rd and 8 from the Romulus 18-yard line. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. He's going to fake down like he's going to run, and he's going to be hit for a loss, and it's a sack for the Cardinals.
Whatever he was trying to do back there, nobody bid on it, and Michigan Center just swallowed him up. If that was supposed to be like a fake down or fake run, you're just going to make the defense crash down on you more. He didn't have a trouble with the snap. I'm not exactly sure what was going on there, but center just crashed down on him, and good sack for a good loss.
Looks like Michigan Center's offensive and defensive line has a little bit of an edge in this matchup based on what we've seen so far.
It feels like they're a little crisper than they were last week, too.
Definitely coming out with the energy required on both sides. Definitely going to be a focal point from Troy Allen. Really high snap into the end zone and a fake punt, as this one's going to be ran on the near side and down at the 19-yard line. I don't know if that was a design play there by Jaden Morgan or what the heck happened, but what on earth? That's a turnover on downs in Michigan Center in the red zone.
I feel like since that snap was so high and he had to go back so far to get it, and by the time he had the handle on it, he had Michigan Center defense on top of him. He couldn't have gotten a punt off. I feel like that was a broken up play. Michigan Center defense just blew that one up. They took advantage of a miscue.
Wow, and they're going to get it in the red zone from the Romulus 18. 6:08 to go in this Josh's Dumpsters first quarter. Michigan Center up 8-0. Hinkle pitches this one out to Braylon Brown on the far side, and he's going to be brought down for maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain there by Corey Horton.
I want to say it was number 55, Orion Wells, in on the stop for the Eagles.
They'll give him no gain. Second and 10 coming up for Michigan Center. They had a couple good runs early on, especially a 27-yard run by Hayden Hinkle on a fake handoff. But Romulus trying to at least start getting some stops right here, especially with their backs against the wall. They don't want to make this an early two-score deficit.
No, you don't want to get in that deficit earlier. And I like what I'm seeing from Michigan Center. We're seeing a little bit of variety. I know it's been a lot of ground game, but they've been using the full field on the ground game.
Hinkle takes the snap. He's going to run himself on the far sideline, and he's going to get a decent second down chunk there to make it third and manageable.
See, there he was over the B gap and then cut it off to the outside before he was brought down by a flock of Eagles. And there he is, third and 5. You're manageable here in your red zone. But what my point is, on the ground, they've been going up the gut. They've been able to find the edge. They've been using the running backs, quarterback keepers. We've seen a lot of variety early on in this first quarter as far as a ground game goes. It's not the typical predicted up the gut like Michigan does. It's all over the place.
So third and 5. This is the first third down of the night so far for Michigan Center. From the Romulus 13-yard line, takes the snap, going to hand this one off to Braylon Brown on the far side, gets the edge, in for the first down, and is going to be forced out of bounds inside the 5.
And there's a flag on the play, but you got to give an assist there to number 24, Marshall Warder. Gave a great block there on the edge to free up that run, but I feel like this might be coming back.
This does appear to be a hold. You can just see the Michigan Center body language, and yes, it is indeed a holding call. So this one's coming back, not a first down. It is now a third and long. Once this thing gets walked back, clock stopped at 4:28 in quarter number one with Michigan Center up 8-0 in this Josh's Dumpsters first quarter.
I like it when these quarters go quick. And we've had history that when we highlight that, things start to slow down.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
There you go. So just like that, third and 15 from the Romulus 23-yard line. Two receivers to either side for Hinkle. Receiver in motion to the left. Three left, one right now. High snap to Hinkle. Pressure comes. Throw to the left side. That's going to be batted down and incomplete. Intended for Travis Collins, and it's fourth down.
That was a bullet, too. That was just a line drive right at it. And he was able to get rid of that in pretty quick fashion because he did have someone just running down on his blind side. A big body was coming in for Romulus.
Fourth and 15 now. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by King's Equipment, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Mart, and our presenting sponsor all season long, AeroQuip Credit Union.
And this is the area where you go for it. You're not going to punt it. You can't kick a field goal, so you're just going to go for it.
So fourth and 15 for the Cardinals from the Romulus 23-yard line. Hinkle back for the throw. Pocket collapses. Throw deep. This one's to the end zone and caught, but forced out of bounds. It's incomplete. Made the connection, but a little bit too far for Trey Collins, and it's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, just a little too much air underneath it. And, if he caught that one, it would have been a heck of a catch, but he was coming down out of bounds.
Yeah, it was about 5 yards out of bounds there. So a little bit too far there, but that's a good defensive stop for Romulus. Of course, got the help from the penalty on that one to help end that drive. But
that's the second time we've seen penalties have killed drives.
Yeah.
You know, Romulus had a little something going their first time out. That 15-yard penalty shut that down, and then you get this holding call against Michigan Center, and that prevented them from getting in the end zone.
Romulus gets it from their own 23-yard line. Searcy in the gun. Two receivers to either side. 4:17 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Quick fire throw to the left. Going to be caught and immediately downed at the 30-yard line by Tahi Kanji.
Quick little pass over there off of a nice little angle route in. And it just fired it right at him. If that was probably more in the numbers, he gets a little bit more out of that. Good pickup on first down.
What'll hurry up here for Romulus, second and three. Now a quick fire throw on the right side. That's a diving attempt on the catch. Jaden Morgan couldn't haul in. Incomplete, and it's third and three.
Yeah, he pulls that one, and they get a first down. But, a little hick. Little different look this time out for the Romulus offense. Little more giddy up in their step and going for those quick little crossing routes.
Clock stopped at 3:48 with that incompletion. 8-0 lead for Michigan Center in this Josh's Dumpster's first quarter. Third and three. Romulus is 0-2 on third down in this one. Two receivers right, one to the left. Searcy in the gun. Takes the snap, looking to throw. He's going to run it on himself on third down. In for the first down. Going to be hit from behind. Ball is lost. Couple Cardinals dive on it, and it is going to be a turnover if they rule it a fumble. We'll see if the ball was down before the knee.
Looked like he ran into the official, and right when that happened, the ball came out too. Yeah, it's center ball.
Yep. They'll rule it a turnover. Two turnovers by Romulus. A interception on their opening drive. And now a lost fumble. Michigan Center taking over once again in Romulus territory.
The official just could not get out of the way, surrounded by bodies. And on that keeper, just ran right into him, knocked him down. Ball came out. Just a bunch of Cardinals right there able to fall on it.
They'll take over at the Romulus 41-yard line. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. 8-0 lead for Michigan Center on the Josh's Dumpster's first quarter. So Hinkle will be in the gun. Davion King back there with him. One receiver to either side. Takes the snap, handoff to King. Faked on the right side. Hinkle takes it himself. Going to spin, break a couple tackles, and down for the first down inside the 30. Penalty marker way after the play.
So Hinkle had himself just a great. I was watching up the gut, and I just watched him get leveled by number nine. But next thing you know, Hinkle's bouncing around the outside, kind of on the spin cycle, just going around the Romulans and able to get out and get the first down. We'll see what that penalty is.
Looks like a personal foul against Romulus after the play. Boy, that was a high throw by the flag, by the official after the play. So that's going to be added on to the end of the play after that 11-yard carry for Hinkle, up to 50 yards now on five carries. And that's really going to hurt Romulus, bring up all the way up to the 14-yard line.
Well, they've given Michigan Center 30 yards already just in this first quarter on penalties. You know, I guess if you're going to get a flag, it might as well go big, right?
3:25 and counting in this first quarter. 8-0 lead for Michigan Center on the Josh's Dumpster's first quarter. First and 10 from the 14. Looking to make it a two-score game. In the gun, one back with Hinkle. Takes the snap, handoff to Davion King on the right. Dodges a tackle, cuts forward, and he's going to be pulled down inside the five. Should at least have the first down.
Good piece of running right there, right through the B gap. Went over people, went around people, and was able to get. Yeah, they're giving him the first down. They're dropping the other sticks.
Yep, right at the four-yard line. Back-to-back first downs for Michigan Center. That's 16 yards on two carries for King.
They got to change the down marker to. They still got it showing two.
Whoops.
There we go. You don't want that one to be an issue later.
See 17 fans now on the Romulus side.
Matriculating in.
Hayden Hinkle takes a snap. He's going to dodge a tackle in the backfield. He's swarmed and brought down for a loss down at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, there was a lot of Romulan. I mean, they brought the Romulan Empire on that one, just knocking him down at the 10 and back.
This guy's got jokes. Can you tell me more data on that one?
I'm trying to sneak him in, you know. I'm just trying to. I was just going to be Romulan specific. I was going to go under the radar with it. Keep it out of sensor range.
So 2 minutes and counting in this first quarter. 8-0 lead for Michigan Center. Second and goal from the 10. Hinkle in the gun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Throws to the left side. That one's caught, running into the end zone for the score. It's Braylon Brown, touchdown Cardinals.
And a great block in the end zone. You had number two, who was out there in coverage, Hayden. Oh, it wouldn't have been Hinkle. There was another receiver out there in coverage who ended up turning into a blocker and preventing that defender from coming back and meeting him at the goal line. So great block in the end zone for Michigan center, securing another six on the board for the Cardinals.
And they'll go for one this time after that 10-yard Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown pass from Hinkle to Brown off to the left side. And Jordan Withers, the senior, set to kick the extra point. Oh, and they don't snap it. A penalty marker thrown, and it is going to be, we'll see, a false start.
Offsides.
It is against offsides against the Eagles. All right.
Wow. Yeah, I thought that kind of came in a little quick off the edge there.
Already four penalties against Romulus, just one against Michigan center so far, so half the distance to the goal. They're still going to kick this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, at this point, do you change up what you're going to do? I mean,
nope. It is 14-0, even if it's unsuccessful. Withers set to kick this one. Extra kick is up, and the extra kick is good. 15-0, Michigan center over Romulus. Buck 47 to go in the Josh's Dumpsters first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
1:47 to go in the first. 15-0 Michigan sent over Romulus in our Division 5 first round playoff matchup.
Really, I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of Michigan Center's offense and their defense. They've been able to capitalize on the Romulans' mistakes.
Fielded cleanly this time around the 17-yard line. Cuts to the center of the field. Brought down at around the 32. That was Micah Jones on the kick return. And this will be the fourth drive of the game for Romulus, where their first three drives ending in an interception, turnover on downs, and a lost fumble.
Braylon Villarreal was right there, number 21, to make the stop for that Michigan center team. Well, that first return, I thought we had some promise. I thought we were going to see a lot of speed.
Yeah.
Out of this Romulus Eagles team, but the center's done a really good job of shutting this down. And like I said, those turnovers and the mistakes, they've capitalized so far.
Yeah, definitely a much better start than the one they had against Hanover. Searcy in the gun takes the snap, handoff to the left side. It's bobbled but picked right back up immediately. Going to charge forward, going to be brought down just shy of the 40 on the ground for Sterling Fry.
That was a good piece of running. Able to run through some people, and he put number 8 right on his back. Darius O'Dunton. Just ran right over him.
Ooh, we got another Romulus penalty on the play. I didn't even see that laundry there. It was right on the 35-yard line, kind of blended in there. But, boy, Romulus, 5 penalties already in this first quarter. They're not doing themselves any favors.
No, they're not. It's like one step forward, and you're taking 3 steps back, because this is another big one.
Or in this case, with the holding, 10 steps back.
Yeah.
Back to the 25. So it's first and 18 now for Romulus.
Definitely pushed them out of the neutral zone.
Yeah. 1:25 and counting in this Josh's Dumpsters first quarter. Searcy in the gun, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, pocket collapses. He's going to peel out of the pocket to the right side, throwing this one out of bounds and away. A nice catch on the sideline by Landon Sharp, might I add.
Yeah, but he was running for his life back there. He was chased down by 2 red jerseys. So basically, came through the line of scrimmage untouched and blew up that play from the beginning.
As I mentioned, it just feels like so far Michigan Center has won the line on both sides of the ball, which has really been beneficial to them. And Romulus has yet to really make a big play. Their biggest play was that 7-yard completion on their last drive, but otherwise no first downs yet. Second and 18 from their own 25, 1:13 to go in the Josh's Dumpsters first quarter. Clock stopped, And we're going to get a timeout on the field now. So we'll step aside as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Be prepared this winter when the snow starts flying with Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating not only can protect your driveway or parking lot with seal coating, but they also provide commercial and residential snow removal, commercial salt services, and much more. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to get on the snow removal schedule for this upcoming winter. Don't wait or you will regret it when you are shoveling. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
15-0 Michigan Center over Romulus. 1:13 to go in the first quarter. But first, over to Mark for the score update.
Yeah, we got 20-0 Michigan's, Lumen on top of the Onsted Wildcats. 53 seconds to go in the first over there.
Ooh,
on Spring Arbor
brutal.
Road, so.
The number one team in Division 6 against the last team in the playoffs, Onsted, 1 versus 32. Brutal. As Searcy's chased again out of the pocket on second and long out of the timeout, trying to make something out of nothing. He's forced out of bounds at around the 32. Still going to be third and about 12 after this.
You can see when he has a little space to run, he can make a little bit happen. I mean, he was able to pick up a few yards there with a whole bunch of people breathing down his neck.
They'll give him six on the play up to the 31-yard line. It's still third and 12 from the Romulus 31. 1:04 clock is stopped with him going out of bounds. So Romulus, again, still trying to pick up the first down, but five penalties going against them in this first quarter. Four receivers to the right, one to the left. Searcy in the gun, takes the snap, looks to the right, now goes deep to the left on the far sideline. That's going to be another near interception. Travis Collins almost called that in, but it's incomplete, and it's fourth down.
Just a hair underthrown. That was good coverage, too. I mean, Collins was right in his hip pocket, so that was great coverage. And just a tad overthrown. Collins almost comes down with that. Probably better that he didn't come down with it, because I feel like they're going to end up with better field position here. I mean, because if he pulls that down, he's about, what, the 30?
Yeah, so they have a chance to get better field position on this. That is, if they punt it, after all. They tried to punt it last time, but a little bit of a botched high snap. They tried to go for it, and another very high snap here. It'll be punted away cleanly this time. Bounce around the 44. And fielded around the 34. Going to be returned by Braylon Brown. Dodges the tackle, cuts to the near sideline, charges forward, and flag. A penalty marker down, it looks like, at around the 43-yard line.
It's thrown over there where there isn't a soul on the field over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was even a penalty. I don't even know what that was. Doesn't even look like the yellow flag. It was like a little white flag. Huh.
Oh, it's a ball marker?
Okay. Not sure what that's doing over there, but regardless, Michigan Center takes over at their own 43-yard line.
It came out when he went out of bounds over here. That was unique.
Yes.
What I've liked about our games, every game we've seen something new and different.
42 seconds to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Michigan Center leads 15-0 over Romulus. First and 10, Hinkle takes a snap, pitches this one back to Trey Collins. Now lining up for the throw, deep down the far sideline, and just out of the reach of Brennan, forward and incomplete, trying for the old Ben Johnson special there, but couldn't make it happen. Well, or should I revise to the John Morton special?
Everybody on this team watches the Lions, and that's fun football to watch right now. And they throw in little wrinkles like this out of nowhere. It's almost like trick plays are starting to become the norm. And that was a fun one to watch. Had a little bit too much air underneath it, and it had a little bit too much volume, just kind of out through his coverage on that one. And, boy, if they were to connect, that would have been a sweet, sweet play.
So it'll be second down and 10 from the 43-yard line, left hash mark. Clock stopped at 34 seconds. Three receivers right, one to the left, one back with Hinkle in the gun. Takes the snap, lining up for the throw. Lots of room, lots of time. Throw downfield. That's going to be caught. And then knocked away right as he came down with it. That's incomplete with Braylon Brown, the intended target, and it's third down.
Gutsy pass. Gutsy pass right there. He was the only red jersey in the area. There were four Eagles who, like, decloaked all around him.
So quadruple coverage.
Yeah, it was tough coverage there.
And the fact that he had a chance to haul that one in.
Right. I mean, it was on the money. It was on the money. There was just a lot of bodies that needed to go through.
So Michigan center, 0 of 1 on third down, 0 of 1 on fourth down. And that was a problem that plagued them last week against Hanover Horton. But, I mean, they've been so efficient the first and second down and getting great field position in this one, and it hasn't mattered yet. 28 seconds left in this first quarter. Two receivers either side. Hinkle looking for the throw. Pass completed on the right side to Travis Collins. Cutting towards the middle of the field. Going to be smothered at around the 48 for fourth and about five or six. And this should be a punt.
It should be. But Romulus hasn't shown that they can move the ball on you yet. I don't know. I kind of feel like you dial up a go for it here. You've shown that you can stop this defense, or you can stop this offense with your D. But they're going to let it click down and wrap up the quarter.
That will end the Josh's Dumpsters first quarter with Michigan center on top, 15-0 over Romulus. Second quarter is next. This is the high school playoffs right here on K105.3, back in 60 seconds.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Start of quarter number two, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters here from Michigan Center High School. The Cardinals lead the Romulus Eagles 15-0. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly, and Michigan Center is going for it on fourth down, fourth and five from their own 48.
It looks like they're barking out, trying to get them to jump.
So that was a designed attempt. So they were trying to get Romulus to jump, didn't make it happen. And I was thinking, based on how they were lined up, could have been a fake set where they look like they're going for it, but then they end up punting it away anyways. That was also a possibility. But
they're switching out some personnel. Looks like it's going to be a punt. I don't know, man. I still see a go for it on this one, but
you never know. As you mentioned, Romulus has not shown the ability to really significantly stop this Michigan Center team. I mean, they've been controlling the line. I think that's simply the way that it's been done. Compare the amount of time that Hinkle has had to throw compared to Torrance Searcy on the other side. I mean, it just hasn't even been close.
Right. And when he's had a chance to throw, he's been under pressure.
Yes.
Hasn't quite had the protection that he wants to.
So out of the timeout, they're now more showing that they are going to punt this one away on fourth down. And that is exactly what will happen. High booming punt at around the 20-yard line, signaling for the fair catch. It's going to be bobbled down, and yep, multiple penalty markers down as Andrew Rolander still bringing him down. And oof, I don't know if he saw the fair catch or if he just disregarded.
I think he was on him by the time his arm was up in the air. I think he was too close to call. To see the call on that one. I mean, he was right on top of him by the time that arm went up.
So that's going to be an easy call to make. A penalty against Michigan Center. Just their second penalty compared to five in that first quarter by Romulus. Definitely.
And big ones, too.
A lot of their drives, and then drives that advanced Michigan Center a bit, like that big personal foul on that last drive that moved them well into the red zone. I mean, these penalties have really made a big impact early, but this time against Michigan Center.
There they get to walking it off.
There we go. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and as always, our presenting sponsor, Aero Quip Credit Union, here on Football Frenzy, K105.3.
You would have had him at the 15. Now you had him at just past the 30.
It's going to be the 32-yard line. Quick handoff on the right side. Several Cardinals bringing him down, and that looks like probably a loss of a yard. If anything, no gain on that carry.
Yeah, it was a whole flock of Cardinals on this side who just shut that down, trying to find a hole to go through over there on the far side, on the right side of center, and just could not get anything going. Couldn't get any push off of that line. And Cardinals just shut that down.
Second and 10 for Romulus, their own 32-yard line. 11-20 in counting in the first half. The second quarter brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Quick handoff to the left side for Sterling Fry, and he's going to be brought down immediately. Once again, maybe a yard or two on the play, and it's going to be third down. That tackle made by Chris Fox, the senior.
Yeah, he tries to cut that back in this way, kind of go right off the tackle, and again, Cardinals doing a really good job of shutting that down. They get a little bit of positive yardage on that, but not much.
Just 13 yards of rushing offense in this one for Romulus, and then 13 yards in the air on 2 of 7 passing as well. Third and 8, Romulus is 0 of 3 on third down from their own 34-yard line. Searcy in the gun, two receivers to either side, takes the snap. He wasn't ready for it. Now pressure to throw. Scrambles out of it. Lots of room to run. Throw up the near sideline. That's going to be batted down by Travis Collins and incomplete for fourth down.
Yeah, another time Collins has got his hand on the ball on defense and just knocked that one down. So Michigan Center going to get a pretty good field position off of this.
I don't know about you. Oh, there is a penalty marker down.
Oh, so surprise.
Hold your horses. But, it's going to be against Romulus, an ineligible receiver downfield. So that's penalty number 6, again, declined.
You don't see that a whole lot here.
Not at the high school level.
You don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he's back there scrambling, the play goes on a lot longer than what it was supposed to. Timing's all off. That's going to happen. That happens.
So, and I don't know about you, but I think Travis Collins could have hauled that one in for a pick. I mean, he did bat it down, of course, good, but it looked like he had enough leverage that he could have tried to one-hand that, but regardless, I think Michigan Center will take the result. It's another punt. 0 of 5 on drive so far for Romulus. It's going to bounce and roll to the 15-yard line. Touched down by Romulus, and that's where Michigan Center will set up for their fifth drive of the night.
Yeah, that came in as like a line drive punt. Once that thing starts bouncing around on the ground, you never know which way it's going to go. They just got out of its way and let it roll.
So Michigan Center, 2 for 4 on their first four drives. They opened getting a interception by Darius Odentan on the Romulus opening drive. Michigan Center able to drive down, resulting in a 19-yard touchdown pass from Hayden Hinkle to Travis Collins. And then they had a turnover on downs on their next drive, able to score on their third drive, and then on their last drive ended up going 3 and out. So here's drive number 5, leading 15-0. 10-10 to go in the second quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hinkle in the gun, fakes the snap. Quick fire throw on the right. That's caught by Brown, trying to cut towards the middle of the field. Down at around the 18, it's going to be a short gain.
Yeah, he was trying to use his blockers to cut it back in and then go up the middle, and there were just too many white jerseys right there. And it looked like it was number 50. Kind of tracked him down from behind. Corey Horton getting the stop for the Eagles. The big body out there. One of the bigger bodies out there for Romulus.
5 of 8 passing for 40 yards for Hayden Hinkle. Just 3 yards that time. It's 2nd down and 7 from Michigan Center's own 18-yard line. 9:27 in counting in this first half. 3 left, 1 to the right. 4 receivers, 1 back behind Hinkle. Takes the snap. He's going to run, fake the pitch out. Still running up the middle. Good blocking, good dodging tackles. He's in for the first down, past the 25, And that's another successful run by Hayden Hinkle.
Just faked the option, faked the pitch on the option, I should say. Had that one defender bite, cut it back in. And, like you said, good piece of running right there. Using a little bit of finesse in order to pick his way through the defense and get that first down.
They're spotting him at the 28. That's a 10-yard gain. He's now got 54 yards on 7 carries.
You know, I like it when they're in this style offense. When they're in the spread-out offense and they're trying to get those big chunks on one, it doesn't feel like they move the ball as much as when they're doing this, kind of picking away at it, getting it 5 yards here or a few yards there. I know he got 10 on that last one, but it's like the slow and steady for Michigan Center is winning the race.
And they really could never get the running game established against Hanover. Big difference here as we got a quick fire throw on the left side. Incomplete. The diving attempt there on the near side by Trey Collins. Incomplete. It's second down.
And again, that's a pass attempt that's under, you know, 10-yard, under the 10-yard variety. So another little bit of a quick little crossing route there for the Cardinals.
Clock stopped at 8:31. This second quarter brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters in Michigan Center. 15-0 lead for the Cardinals over the Romulus Eagles in this first-round Division 5 playoff matchup. This is the largest school that Michigan Center has played all season, Division 5, that they got moved up to this year after playing in Division 6 for forever. All of the teams they played against in the Cascades, Division 6 and below. Second and 10, Hinkle takes the snap. He's going to bring it on the ground himself, running on the far sideline. Charges forward, brought down, laid on his behind at around the 35-yard line, but a decent chunk on second down.
Keeping it on the ground, keeping it short, has shown to be successful for the Cardinals right now. Good chunk on that play for him, too, because you were looking at second and long. Get a few yards that you need, and now you're setting up a third and manageable for Michigan Center. Oh, we got a beatdown going on over on Moscow Road.
What's the update?
38-6. Hanover Horton on top. Yeah.
Wow. See, and that was a game that we debated carrying.
Mm-hmm.
We ultimately opted for this one, but boy.
That's because I'm not foot away from a 83% quieter air horn.
But you're telling me at least so we should be guaranteed getting a game next week in some form, whether it's Hanover Horton, Michigan Center. Third and 3, throw to the right side, caught by Brennan Ford, jukes out the defender, runs to the near side, in with a lot of run to room and then some for the first down, brought down at around the 42-yard line on Romulus's side of the field. Big first down run after the catch for Brennan Ford.
Micah Jones tried to make the stop on that one, tried to pull him down from behind, but went for a little bit of a ride as they picked up a few other yards after contact was made. And now Michigan Center in business on their side of the on the Romulan side of the 50.
That's a 23-yard pickup for Brennan and Forward. 8 of 10 passing for Hayden Hinkle, and he is rolling right here. I actually miscalculated. 6 of 10 passing, I beg your pardon. But regardless, now on Romulus' side of the field, 42-yard line, leading 15-0, 7:25 to go in this one. Low snap to Hinkle, fakes the pitch out. He's chased, throw on the far side. That one's caught by Davion King. Tries to cut back in, down at around the 35. Another good first down chunk play. That seems to be a common theme here.
Yeah, good first down chunk play. And the faking of the pitch, it was started with a fake handoff and then a fake pitch the other side. You just have the defense guessing which way that ball's actually really going to go. And then it goes out to the far side, has a little bit of green to do a little bit of something with. And you've got second and short.
So second and 3. That was a pickup of 7 on the play for King, his first reception. 70 yards on 7 of 11 passing for Hinkle. 6:40 and counting in the second quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Second and 3 here, 2 back with Hinkle. Takes the snap, handoff up the middle for Braylon Brown. In for the first down, still charging forward as a group at around the 25. an extra 3 yards at the end of the play. What great teamwork by the line.
You know, I love it when we have a run that's finesse, where you see a lot of great footwork running around people, but I also love that run that's got a lot of brawn, where you're just going right up the gut and you're running through people. You got the two lines meeting a bunch of yards deep and one line's pushing the other. That's exactly what we had right there. Just a good, gritty, straightforward run.
6:05 and counting in the first half. Michigan Center leads 15-0, knocking on the door of another red zone trip there. Now looking at a first and 10 from the 25-yard line left hash mark, going from left to right in this second quarter after that 10-yard gain by Brown.
It's like the Cardinals just nesting on this side of the field.
Two receivers to either side, man in motion to the right. Fake handoff up the middle, and Hinkle's going to be brought down for a loss, a sack there. Dante Tolliver able to slip through and get him.
He came through untouched. I don't know if that was a blitz or what, but he came through untouched. And as he's going down, he was wrestling for the ball. So good job by Hinkle to keep the handle on it.
It's a loss of 6 on the play. First sack of the game for Romulus. Now a 2nd and 16 from the Romulus 31-yard line left hash mark. 5:09 and counting in this first half of play. Again, Michigan Center stands are packed, but everybody bundled in heavy jackets and blankets on this chilly fall evening. Hinkle with the low snap, peeling out of the pocket, throw on the right side. That's a low catch. Are they going to call it complete?
Nope,
no, it's going to be signaled incomplete there by Trey Collins. A little bit too low to the ground on the catch, and it's 3rd and 4.
Third and long. But, again, you're in that area where you just know you're going to go for it. You're not going to punt. You don't have a kid who's got the leg who can make it from here. So you go for it. If you get some yards, you're just pinning them that much deeper. If you don't get the first down. And, again, you've kind of shown that your defense is able to shut down this Romulan offense.
Clock stopped at 4:49. 3rd and 16 now for Michigan Center from the Romulan 31-yard line. Fake fire throw on the near side. Now throw deep to the end zone. Trey Collins caught and walks it in. Touchdown, Cardinals.
I mean, he was wide open. He was wide open. He pumped the fake over this way, and it's like the defenders just bit on that, and it gave him the other steps that he needed to get wide open, past the defense, and able to get in for the score. Now the bell's ringing once again here at Michigan Center.
Just what a play, and it's just wide open can be. My, oh my, that's 3 touchdown passes, 8 of 13 for 101 yards for Hayden Hinkle. 21-0 as they go for the extra point with Jordan Withers. Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning, touchdown from 31 yards out to Trey Collins from Hayden Hinkle. Extra kick is up, and the extra kick is good. 22-0, Michigan Center over Romulus. 4:42 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Another drive, another score. Michigan Center adding to their lead, 22-0 over Romulus in our Division 5 first round. And I'd say, hey, Michigan Center, Division 7, Division 6, Division 5, doesn't matter what division, they're rolling anyways.
Yeah, they are rolling today for sure.
And speaking of rolling, the ball is going to roll on the kickoff down to the 24-yard line, and Romulus just struggling to get that one picked up. He's just going to have to fall on it, and that's where the Eagles will start their next drive. That's Micah Jones just having to roll on it.
That's the third time they've had a hard time picking it up off the turf. Maybe center's realizing that, so they gave him one that would be, for sure, would be difficult to pick off. Instead of putting it up in the air, they squibbed it.
So they'll spot this one at the 24-yard line in Romulus territory.
Woman's just destroying Onstead, 35-0. Still in the second quarter over there.
I don't know what you would expect from a 1-32 seed matchup, but yeah, they're making quick work over there. Searcy, a quarterback keeper onto the near side. He's going to be tripped up for a gain of about 4 yards on first down.
You know, LCAA is known to be like a football type of league over there, but, I mean, nobody. And these first few rounds in the postseason, nobody's going to come close to Lumen.
They'll give him 3 yards on that carry. Second and 7 from the 27-yard line, 4-12 and counting in this Josh's Dumpsters second quarter here from Michigan Center High School.
Going with a tight bunch again in the backfield.
Yeah, three back there with Searcy, going to be a quarterback keeper again. He's going to be hammered, brought down by Peyton Paquin. Another gain of about 3 yards, 2 or 3 yards, it's going to be third and 5.
Third and 5. Usually when you have that many backs in the backfield, you're seeing them line up in that wing T or that three-headed monster type of offense, but they really have them all offset. They're kind of using it the same way with a whole legion of blockers there, but it's just a little bit different look than what we're used to seeing.
Third and 5 from the Romulus' own 29-yard line. They've still got no first downs in this one. Fake the handoff, throw to the near side, incomplete, too high, looking for Jeremiah McDuffie, and it's fourth down.
You had a couple defenders there for Michigan Center, one of them number 28, getting in the backfield and just disrupting anything Romulus wanted to do. So Davion King making life difficult in the backfield, blowing that play up really before it even started.
0-5 on third down. No first downs for Romulus this entire first half.
Now, they've had a hard time on this snap with the punt. It's been coming in hot, and it's been coming in high.
So we'll see what they do. Three consecutive punts. They've also got an interception, lost fumble, and a turnover on downs among their six drives. This one punted high, bounces around the 42-yard line, rolls officially down to the 36. And that's where Michigan Center will take over with 2:56 to go in half number one, trying to make this a four-score game.
That snap came in a little low and barely got that off. You had some hands in there, some wings, if you will, from
yes,
the Cardinals. Getting close to impacting that one.
So it'll be the 35-yard line for Michigan Center where they start off. And based on what we talked about in the pregame show, we didn't really know what to expect. Would you have expected a first half like this?
No. I thought we were going to have a little bit closer of a game, to be honest with you. But I do feel like what we talked about in the pregame show is coming off that loss to Hanover Horton, I feel like we're seeing a little bit different of a Michigan Center team. This is the third time we've seen them this year, and they look so crisp, they look so clean, and disciplined.
Takes the snap, quick handoff to Braylon Brown up the middle. A lot of room to run in for the first down, and then some. Dodges the tackle, 45-40, 35-30, pushed out of bounds around the 25. Looked like he was still going, but out of bounds at around the 20. What a run for Brown.
Just ran through everybody. I mean, he seriously went 15 yards before anybody got close to putting a hand on him, and they had to chase him down, force him out of bounds. Wow. I mean, that was just a great run. Saw some explosive speed out of that young man to get the first down for the Center Cardinals.
That is 37 yards on the ground. That first down run down to the 28-yard line. And Michigan Center, as you mentioned, of the, four times we've seen him this season, this is arguably the best they've looked overall. Quick handoff up the middle for Thomas Salmon, his first carry of the game. He's going to be brought down at around the 20. Good chunk on first down.
And when you're able to get big gains like that on first, you have tremendously opened up playbook for the second down. I mean, you can take a shot at the end zone. You can just run it just to get the first down. You can basically do whatever you want because it's almost like you've got a free down to play with when you're second and short.
22-0 lead for Michigan Center over Romulus inside 2 minutes to play in this second quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters in Michigan Center. It's second and two from the Romulus 20-yard line.
Springport 21-0 right now on top of Manchester.
We'll just need a Napoleon update. Maybe we could have five Jackson County teams advancing if they get the win. Quick handoff to the right for King. He's going to be down for about a four-yard gain in for the first down.
Yeah, if you're Napoleon, you be careful what you wish for. You win that contest.
They have a Lumen Christie team awaiting for them.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to call that one already for Lumen right. In their matchup with Onstead. Boy. So 4 yards, enough for the first down. First and 10 from the 16-yard line for Michigan Center. Back in the red zone, 1:15 to go in the first half. Three receivers right, one to the left. Low snap to Hinkle. Peels out of the pocket to the near side, and he's going to sling this one just with the catch and out of bounds by Brennan Forward. What a play to get that clock stopped and able to get a good chunk there, about 7 yards.
Good field awareness for both the quarterback and the receiver, being able to get that one tiptoed in for a good pickup, get it out of bounds to stop the clock. So, yeah, nice little play and good field awareness for both of those players.
They'll give him 7 yards. It's second and three from the 9-yard line now. Clock stopped at 1:03. Plenty of time to try to make this a 4-score lead. Hinkle takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs off to himself to the left. A lot of room to run, and he is going to charge forward across the goal line for another Cardinal touchdown.
What I loved about that is once he got the edge, he took a jab step in like he was just going to run through one of the defenders. That defender bit, and they just bounced it out again, enough to get him towards the pylon to get in the end zone, hanging another six. That bell's ringing once again here at Michigan Center.
It was a little bit of a rough game for Hayden Hinkle last week in the Cascades Conference Championship against Hanover, but in this one, boy, he is taking it to another level. He's got 64 yards on 10 carries with that rushing touchdown, and otherwise he's thrown for three more, 9 of 14 passing for 108 yards. Extra kick is up. The extra kick is low and no good. It'll hold at a 28-0 lead for Michigan Center. 56 seconds to go in half number one. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
A 9-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown on the ground for quarterback Hayden Hinkle makes it 28-0 for the Michigan Center Cardinals over the Romulus Eagles. 53 seconds to go in the first half. Kick return up to about the 37-yard line with a penalty marker down. Looks like it'll be against the Cardinals.
Good return for the Eagles, able to get some positive yards after the reception, but it looks like they're going to get a few extra. Well, maybe not.
I don't know. It's been a pretty big differential on the penalties. 6 penalties so far against Romulus, just 2 against Michigan Center.
They're over at they're at halftime now over on Spring Arbor Road, 42-0.
Boy, so that's going to be a quick second half there for Captain Steve and Co.
Lumen on top of the Onstead Wildcats.
It's another Romulus penalty.
Wow.
Chop block, I'm told. All right, so that's going to erase what was, according to TMWD, a pretty decent return.
Yeah, erased.
That is going to be down at around the 21-yard line instead. Their first drive of the game, they started on Michigan Center's 47-yard line, but every drive since, way back in their own territory. They got 49 seconds to work with to try to get on the board going into halftime. Searcy, the snap, pocket collapses. He's going to run himself on the far side, but has a lot of room to run in for the first down. Just goes out of bounds at around the 32.
And I don't feel like that was a designed run. I feel like that was a coverage run, and I got to run away from this collapsing pocket run. Yeah, there was everybody coming after the quarterback, and of course you had your secondary back in coverage. So there was a void right there between the two, and he was able to scramble and almost move the sticks, just a little shy of the first.
They gave him 8 yards, which right there, that's the longest single play for Romulus in this one. Searcy gets the snap, lobs it over. That's going to be caught in for the first down. The first down of the night for the Eagles. That one caught by Sterling Fry at around the 35.
And he was open. He was open over there on the far side, and it was just a little low. He had to go down almost his ankles to pick that one up. If he gets that one in stride, he's a little bit further down the field.
He gets 7 yards on that one. Just 3 of 10 passing for 17 yards for Torrance Searcy. First and 10 from the 36. Clock running, 18 seconds and counting in this second quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Searcy, pocket collapses. He's going to be tripped up and sacked at around the 27.
It looked like he was confused as to where to go. He wanted to throw it, but Michigan Center was just on top of him. He tried to spin out of it, and it just a little bit of the turf monster, and, of course, defense in his face, and we're at halftime.
Davion King credited with that sack, a loss of 7 yards, and right you are. That brings us down to halftime, and Michigan Center could not have asked for a much better first half against this Division V Romulus school, 28-0 at halftime. Do you have any late score updates for us before we step aside?
No,
for halftime?
I don't have anything other than, you know, what we've already reported. I have the one score still from Spring Arbor. I'm expecting an update on that. Springport, 21-0 still was the last one I saw from Springport. Lumen Christi, 42-0. That one's at the half. Haven't heard anything new yet from Hanover Horton.
So this one again, 28-0, Michigan Center over Romulus. We will step aside, and in 3 minutes we'll have a special presentation from MHSAA. And then after another 3 minutes, myself and Mark W. Day will break down what we saw in this first half from Michigan Center High School. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Touchdowns don't stop coming for a Mendon running back, and a postseason block party is just about upon us. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. This is the 15th season of eight-player football in Michigan, and during that time there have been a lot of touchdowns scored. But no one has scored more career eight-player touchdowns than Mendon's Owen Gorham. He ran for four scores last Friday in a win over Adrian Lenaway Christian, giving him 97 total touchdowns. He's now two ahead of the previous record holder, Reed Haskins of Bridgman. And with at least one playoff game to go, Gorham has his sights set on becoming the first in eight-player football to score 100 touchdowns. In the 51-year history of 11-player football, only six have topped the century mark, led by East Grand Rapids' Kevin Grady Jr., who scored a remarkable 151 touchdowns. To check out all of the 8-player and 11-player records, including team, individual, and championship games, head over to MHSAA.com, click on Football, and then Record Book. And to see brackets, scores, and schedules for this year's football playoffs, MHSAA.com has you covered. You can click on links to buy tickets or to watch an NFHS Network live stream right from the Score Center. The 8-player finals are Saturday, November 22nd from the Superior Dome in Marquette. The 11-player finals will be at Ford Field on November 28th and 30th. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Ann Arbor Pioneer field hockey goalie Mara Bullion. The freshman stopped every shot she faced in the entire tournament, leading the Pioneers to a 2-0 championship game win over Dexter. Grand Ledge volleyball player Haley Ellis had 5 aces and 9 kills as the Comets beat East Lansing to win a share of the CAAC Blue Championship. And a Harbor Beach QB, Caden Buchholz. He was responsible for 5 touchdowns in a 41-7 win over defending Division 7 champion Millington.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're talking some unusual ways to score soccer goals today. It doesn't happen often, but a team can score directly from a corner kick or the kickoff. But what if it's a goalie down in their own end who somehow throws the ball 80 yards or so and into the back of the other team's net? Does this count? It does not. A keeper cannot score for his own team by throwing the ball the length of the field and into his opponent's goal. If this were to happen, the defending team would receive a goal kick. But if the keeper accidentally throws the ball into his own net, then it does count as a goal for the opponent. You don't always need your feet to score a goal in soccer.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. 3 days after the start of the football playoffs, the girls' volleyball postseason will get underway. Brackets are posted at MHSAA.com, and the district first round starts Monday, November 3rd. Most district semifinals are on Wednesday, November 5th, and most district finals are Friday, November 7th. The regional round starts on Tuesday, November 11th with semifinals, and then the regional finals on the 13th. And all 16 quarterfinals, four in each of the four divisions, will take place on Tuesday, November 18th. Those winners will converge on Battle Creek for the semifinals. Divisions 1 and 4 will play on Thursday, November 20th. Division 2 and 3 on Friday, November 22nd. And all four finals will be on Saturday, November 22nd. All semifinal and finals games will be at Kellogg Arena. Again, ticket information can be found either on MHSAA.com or GoFan.co. If you can't be there in person, you can watch on the NFHS network. All matches from the quarterfinals through the finals will be on, as well as a huge majority of district and regional games. Just go to NFHSnetwork.com to watch. If you haven't been paying close enough attention to the volleyball season thus far and want to get caught up, then check out our weekly report, Block Party, on the volleyball page of MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialists will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Attention students and parents, thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
28-0, Michigan Center over Romulus in the Division 5 first-round high school football playoff game. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Premier Sports on 2800 Page Avenue, featuring school sports and custom orders. head on down to Premier Sports. Give them a call, 517-768-9992. So as evidenced by the scoreboard, a little lopsided in this one, but before you say anything, the Mark W. Daily, I'm going to throw some stats your way. And okay. I want you to maybe digest these numbers
All right.
before making any comments.
Hey, it's Halloween. There's a lot of digesting happening today. So
yes, maybe a lot of the candy variety. But so Michigan Center limited Romulus to one first down in the whole first half.
Yep, and that was right there at the end of
yes.
the second quarter. Yep,
0 of 5 on third down.
Okay.
0 of 1 on fourth down. Romulus committed 7 penalties to just 2 by Michigan Center. And total yardage, Michigan Center on the ground, 17 carries for 139 yards, 9 of 15 passing for 108 yards, 247 yards total. Okay, there's Michigan Center.
Uh-huh.
Romulus, 10 carries for 19 yards on the ground, 3 of 10 passing for 17 yards, making it 29 yards total. So if my math is correct, Michigan Center is out-yarding Romulus in this one, 247 to 29.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Well, Romulus also has probably doubled in their penalty yards as well.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
If not tripled.
How many penalties? Well, two of them were of the 15 variety.
Yes.
Maybe three of them were of the 15 variety. So definitely they've been going backwards a lot tonight. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is a little bit surprising. I thought with Michigan Center facing their first Division V team all season long that we would have at least a little bit of a back and forth. That's kind of what I was anticipating here tonight. But Michigan Center looks really good. They look really good on offense, on defense. Their timing's down. They're crisp. They're disciplined, which is evidenced by only the 2 penalties so far on Michigan Center. They're looking good in all 3 phases of the game tonight.
Yeah, and I just want to give credit to Coach Troy Allen. Definitely got his team in the right mindset to be able to respond after, again, a really tough matchup against Hanover Horton, specifically offensively. They just could not get going. Of course, give Hanover Horton a ton of credit for the defense that they brought out in that one to make everything tough for Michigan Center. But Michigan Center responded. They flipped the script. They got a quick defensive stop to open the game on the interception by Odentan, and then going down and getting that quick score, and then evidently able to just continue to pile it on from there. And both sides of the ball, and even in special teams in this one, I'd say Michigan Center has easily had the edge in all 3 facets. And we mentioned this is the 4th time that we've seen this Michigan Center team this year, and this is arguably the best they've looked all year in all those matchups, just considering the size, the Division 5, you know, designation for this opponent compared to the smaller opponents they've played all year. Again, we didn't know necessarily what to expect in this game. Romulus, not the best Division 5 team, 4-5 in the regular season, but they played up, so you didn't know. It's like, okay, based on the size and quality of the teams they're playing, where is this team going to line up compared to Michigan Center playing exclusively down? And, man, Michigan Center has answered the call, answered the bell, if you will.
I love it. Yes. Now, what they need to do is, all of the same, don't take your foot off the gas. How many times have we seen that? Because, oh, my gosh, we've seen so many blowouts this year. But how many times have we seen it? You get late third, and they start to light up on it a little bit. All of a sudden, the other team makes a run, starts to get back into it. This is postseason. It's win or go home. You've got the momentum. The hardest thing to do is to get momentum again once you lose it. Don't take your foot off the gas. If you're a Cardinal, you're flying with the wind right now, and you're going for the win.
I think Wesley's still on our naughty list.
Yeah.
From they went up by 34 points against Grass Lake, so 1 point shy of the running clock, but they completely took their foot off the gas. Grass Lake was able to get a couple scores on the board, and we never got there to that running clock, and that was the longest game ever. So
we had some bad officiating that game too,
that definitely contributed to the game time in that one. But anyways, as you mentioned, I mean, I agree. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't keep their foot on the gas to try to push this to even one more score will get the running partial running clock going, but I would say even more two scores just to cruise on home in this one. It's the playoffs, as you mentioned. Yeah. You don't want to give this Romulus team any sort of momentum, you know, in this one. But, I mean, what a half for Michigan Center.
Yeah, really good half for Michigan Center. And it was a lot of those shorter plays. When I say shorter plays for Center, I mean the ones under 10 yards that set them up for success, that allowed some of those big gain runs to happen, that allowed for some of their receivers to be open beyond the coverage. So more of that. Just pound it out in the trenches. Pound it out with a lot of those short crossing routes. Show them a lot of that. And then once you successfully complete some of those, or you get a handful of 5-yard first down runs, then you can go for those deep balls. That stuff will be open, wide open, wide open for you to take advantage of. So keep going with a lot of the shorter plays. And when I say that, like I said, under 10 yards, they're really good at getting, or at least so far tonight, they've been really good at getting like 7 yards, 8 yards on first down.
Once again, halftime score is 28-0, Michigan Center over Romulus. That'll do it for the Premier Sports Halftime Report. Premier Sports, 2800 Page Avenue for school sports and other custom orders. Call 517-768-9992 for Premier Sports Page Avenue, Michigan Center.
Springport, 27-8. They're on top. Monroe St. Mary on top of Leslie, 14-2.
Wow. It's a pretty close matchup.
Two.
Got a safety.
Got a safety.
But no other offensive touchdowns.
No.
Huh. All right. So Romulus kicking this one away. Michigan Center set to receive to open the third quarter. Brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Michigan Center going from left to right here as they field this around the 5-yard line. Charge up the middle of the field, and it's going to be snagged by the ankles at around the 25-yard line. That was Braylon Brown on the return, and it'll be the 24. It looks like that they'll set up shop for the first drive here.
So we saw the kind of leg that kid had during warm-ups, and boy, that was a boot. Michigan Center hasn't seen a kickoff like that at all.
No.
Because they were lined up at the 20, 25 maybe, and they had to run all the way back to the 5 in order to field that one.
So they'll spot at the 24-yard line for Michigan Center. Again, it was Romulus coming out with the opening drive last time out and eventually resulted in an interception.
I'm listening to their PA announcer. They got Napoleon on top of Bronson right now.
Quick handoff to the right side for Brown. Charges back to the far side, and he's going to be in for the first down and then some. 45, 40, 50, forced out of bounds. And, I mean, he had a little bit of a misdirection there himself. Cut back to the other side. Big gain.
Big, big gain on that one. Yeah, kind of ran through and around and over people and eventually forced out of bounds on the far side there. But, again, it's been more of the same of Michigan Center just able to get what they want on first down, moving the sticks, and boy, right there at the 50-yard line for them.
Yeah, even 50-yard line, which makes that easy to calculate. That's 26 yards on the ground for Braylon Brown. He's kind of quietly having a big game as well, 73 yards on 4 carries, 2 catches for 13 other yards as well.
He's quick. He's hard to bring down.
So first and 10 for the Cardinals. Hinkle with the snap, handoff to Davion King. He's off and running in at around the first down marker at the 40-yard line. We'll see if they give it to him. And, ooh, Davion King getting into it with a Romulus Eagle being Micah Jones. Some jawing back and forth after the play.
And Jones was there, first one there to make the tackle, make the stop. But yeah, you really have no room to talk when you're getting run over like Romulus is right now. Just, you know, get your tackle if you get it, and get back up, get back to the huddle, and try to do better the next play.
They will give him the first down. First and 10 coming up for Michigan Center, the Romulus 40-yard line. 11:20 and counting in this third quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. 28-0 lead over Romulus.
Go ahead.
Two back with Hinkle fakes the handoff. He's going to cut back to the far side, dodges a couple tackles, but brought down. Looks like going to be a loss of yard.
It was a numbers game there. He was able to get away from two of the defenders, but the third one in was able to put the hit on him that knocked him down. And they're going to give him no gain, no loss, but no gain on that.
Second and 10 from the 40-yard line. Sounded like you had another score update for us, sir.
Bronson 24, Jonesville nothing. Jonesville out of the Cascades.
And that winner of that is going to take on Hanover.
Correct.
In the next round. Likely Hanover. Two receivers to either side. One back with Hinkle, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, lobs this one up the middle of the field. That one's going to be picked off. Looked like that was picked off by Micah Jones. We'll see if they give it to him.
There was a collision in the air, but no, he came up with it, has possession. They're cheering over there on the Romulus side.
Yeah, and they haven't had a lot to cheer about today.
No, they have not.
That
is
an interception.
And it's like we didn't. It's kind of like the officials just kind of stood around looking at each other, maybe a little disbelief of what they just saw. I don't know. But it took them a little bit to react to that.
So they will spot this at the 23-yard line, Romulus' territory, as they take over for their first second half drive. They came up empty in seven drives in the first half, including two turnovers. 10-20 and counting in this third quarter. And Searcy running himself off to the left side. He was stopped very quickly by Trey Collins for maybe 2 yards.
And number 42, Peyton Pegwin, was able to get back in there and really disrupt that and slow the runner down, allowing others to get in there on the stop. But first one in to make contact.
2 yards they'll give him. Second and 8 for Romulus, their own 25-yard line, 9:50 and counting in this third quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. It's Michigan Center 28, Romulus 0. Searcy in the gun. Two receivers to either side. Takes the snap, looking downfield for the throw. Pocket collapses. He's pressured towards the near sideline. A penalty marker thrown out of bounds. Looks like a hold based on the reactions I got from the Michigan Center supporters.
Yeah, we've got every flag that was in a pocket came out on that one. That is in the area of hold. Of course, you had the loyal Cardinal fan base pointing that out as well. I don't know if that was picked up on our crowd, Mike.
Gently pointing that one out. That's okay. I mean, hey, they haven't really had much to complain about. I mean, but with the scoreboard.
No, and someone brought a cowbell, too.
Yeah. Which I always like hearing that at these high school games. So
we
that
need,
is.
You know, we need more cowbell.
Who'd you hear that from? Bruce Dickinson?
Yeah. Yep. He had a fever.
For Don't Fear the Reaper.
And the only cure was more cowbell.
So that is indeed a holding. 10-yard penalty against Romulus. Back to their own 15-yard line. It's second and 18, which I think qualifies for second and forever.
It's a long one.
Two receivers to the left, three to the right. Searcy in the gun. Waiting for the snap, takes it low. Pocket collapses, runs up to the left-hand side. He's chased by five Cardinals, and he's going to be hit hard out of bounds at around the 25 to make it third and about 8.
None of these are designed runs. I don't think he's had a designed run all night long. It's been all just Michigan Center getting a push on the line of scrimmage, getting into the backfield, and he doesn't have time to find an open receiver. They're just causing all sorts of havoc in the backfield for him.
The line is dominating. You can just see just by the eyeball. I mean, there's maybe one or two big bodies on that Romulus side, but Michigan Center just size-wise just seems a little bit more imposing.
Oh, and they're faster.
Yeah. Bigger, faster, stronger.
Is that Kanye song?
More like Daft Punk. Back to the original line of scrimmage. It's third and 10. Quick fire throw on the far side. Caught and bobbled. Ball came loose. Going to rule it a fumble. Picked back up by Romulus, but down for a loss of yards anyways, and it's fourth down.
Well, he had it. He went up. He came down with it. Didn't make a football move, but was definitely had it tucked. And then just came out as he was going down to the ground.
And they're going to bring out the punt team.
Oh, they've had troubles on these snaps. These long snaps have been an issue.
Or snacks.
Well, they got popcorn right next to me, and it smells so good.
0 of 6 on third down are the Romulus Eagles. Their eighth drive of the night comes to a screeching halt, especially after their holding penalty. Punted away, fielded at around the 46-yard line. Oh, and then lost! Romulus, I think, came up with it. Oh, boy, a fumble by Braylon Brown on the punt. And I think Romulus is going to get this back at the 50. Yep. Yep,
they do. Yeah, he had to run up under it to get it, hit his numbers, and then went right into the arms of the Romulus defender on the punt D. And, yeah, Romulus, Michigan Center just handed them a ton of yards right there because Romulus is taking over right at the 50.
Boy, I guess that's one way to get a chunk up the field.
Yeah,
for sure. 8:27 to go in the third quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Michigan Center leads 28-0, but two turnovers in the second half for Michigan Center.
49-0 right now over on Spring Arbor Road.
Trying to get that full running clock. One more point. First and 10 for Romulus from the 50-yard line. Quick fire throw to the left. That one's caught and then dropped by Sterling Fry. It's going to be an incomplete pass.
You know, they're practicing those routes in the pregame show, and we saw a lot of that. A lot of those short passes just ended up on the ground. I mean, if it's hitting your receivers in the hands, it's got to stay in the hands, but it's hitting them in the hands. Might have been thrown a little low right there, but still hit him in the hands and just went right down to the turf.
Clock stopped at 8:23. In this third quarter, second and 10 from the 50 for the Romulus Eagles. Three receivers right, one to the left. Searcy in the gun. Waiting for the snap. Gets it. Looking downfield. A lot of time to throw here. Throw deep to the near sideline. That's going to be short of Jaden Morgan and incomplete. Third down.
There was a little bit better protection for him. Nice, clean pocket for him to let. And you need a little time for your receivers to get down the field if you're doing a dialing up a play like that. But good protection. Michigan Center didn't bring a whole lot of heat. They just let their linemen do the work that time, and they were able to have time to get that pass off. Just missed him by a bit.
That was probably the cleanest pocket he's had all game.
Yeah.
But just couldn't find the connection. 4 of 13 passing for Searcy. Third and 10 now. Takes another snap. Looking for another deep throw towards the near side. Double coverage. And it's easily picked off by Trey Collins. And he's going to run after 15, 20, 25. Brought down. And Michigan Center snags the ball right back on their second interception.
Micah Jones went from receiver to defender and made the stop before he was able to run away from that one. But Michigan Center getting the turnover.
They'll get it at the 27-yard line. And that's the second interception of the game. First one by Darius Odentan. This one by Trey Collins. And then the other Romulus turnover was a fumble on their third drive. Michigan Center leads 28-0, 8:02 to go in this Josh's Dumpsters third quarter. First and 10 from the 27. Two receivers to either side, one back with Hinkle.
Linebacker showing blitz.
Takes the snap, quick handoff to Davion King, runs towards the near side, dodges two tackles, 35-40, forced out of bounds, in for the first down.
Almost ran away from that one. Did a really great job of running over a couple of those and through a couple of those tackles. Nair Wilson on this side was able to lower the shoulder and bounce him out of bounds. But damage done. Michigan Center at moving the sticks once again.
Yeah, that's they've been just excelling on first and second down in this one. Only attempted third down four times. Meanwhile, 10 first downs. Offense has just been clicking besides that interception on that opening drive of the half. A snap and a quick handoff to Braylon Brown charging up the left side, and he gets a healthy 5 or 6 yards on that one.
Yeah, we had a little scrum over here in the backfield. A little frustration coming out from Romulus, but that offensive line from Michigan Center, just moving bodies out of the way, creating nice big holes for the running backs and just letting them do their work. Once they get through the line of scrimmage, able to do their work and run through the linebackers, run through that secondary.
Spotted at the 46-yard line, second and four for the Cardinals after that six-yard run from Braylon Brown up to 79 yards on five carries. 6:45 and counting in this Josh's Dumpsters third quarter. Takes the snap, quick handoff to Brown again. Goes off to the left side, in for the first down. He's going to be brought down from behind. Careful. Ooh, he looks like he's hurt. That was a bit of a hip drop tackle that they try to avoid, especially at the professional level.
Micah Jones on the stop over there. We got a Cardinal still down on the ground over there.
Yeah, that's Braylon Brown. I'm telling you, that's that hip drop tackle. When you get pulled down from behind by the hips, that's a dangerous play. That's how they get a lot of injuries, and there's a reason at the professional level those tackles are banned.
Well, he's up. He's walking it off. Doesn't look like he has too much of a limp, but since they had a stop play for him, he has to come off. He's been a big part of their offense here tonight.
Yeah, he has been. I mean, that's pick up another 8 yards on that carry. He's now up to 87 yards on six carries, making another first down for Michigan Center off a hip drop tackle. 46-yard line on Romulus's side. Fake the handoff, fake the pitch out. Hinkle, he's going to be brought down for maybe a yard on that one, around the 45.
Yeah, fake that pitch out once again, but it feels like Romulus has seen that a few times. They didn't bite on it like they had in the past. Still getting positive yard, if that.
Singular.
It was William Bodie able to make the stop for Romulus on that one. I don't know. Next time, pitch it out. You're showing that look to him a few times. You have yet to pitch it.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance, Trips Collision, Industrial Steel Treating, The Neighbors, Clothing Carousel, and, as always, our presenting sponsor, Aeroquip Credit Union. It's second and nine for Michigan Center, the Romulus 45, 5:33 and counting in this third quarter. Snap, faked handoff, lobbed on the right side, tipped, and going to be knocked down incomplete.
Yeah, he had a lot of pressure in his face on that one. A lot of pressure, and it was one of the few times that offensive line didn't give him the protection that he needed.
Third and nine, just the fifth third down attempt for Michigan Center this evening. They're 2 of 4 so far. Clock stopped at 5:29 with that incompletion. Michigan Center leading 28-0 over Romulus in this Division V first-round playoff matchup. So it looks like, based on what we're hearing, we could be going 5 for 5 Jackson County teams in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of football to be played tonight, but it's looking good for the home teams.
Lobbing this one in pressure. Pass is deflected away, but multiple penalty markers thrown after that one. A potential pass interference against Zane Hunter, it looks like, on that pass.
That's kind of in the area of pass interference, but you know, I feel like the flag came in a little late. I mean, we're kind of after the play was said and done. So, but it is in the area of PI.
We're up to, looks like, 20 fans on Romulus' side of the field making the trip this evening.
Maybe they went over to 7th Street, too.
It is a pass interference. So that is penalty number 9 against the Eagles compared to just 2 by Michigan Center.
And it's and again, you had Romulus who had shown a little promise there. You had them set up for a 3rd and long, and you just set them up with a fresh set of downs. So penalties, again, just killing Romulus, and any type of momentum they have just goes away as soon as those yellow flags come out.
Yeah, that's been a huge part on both sides of the ball, too. They've had drives ended because of these penalties, and then Michigan Center getting a bailout there. 1st and 10 from the 30. Pitch out to Davion King. Good blocking. He's in near the first down. Going to be just shy of the 20. Oh, boy, we got a scrum. A player being picked up and thrown down there after the play. Boy, that was a bit of an RKO there against a Romulus player.
And, yeah, that's frustration that's coming out right now. It's already been a little bit chippy here and there. Refs have let some of that go, and you can't let that go.
You can't let that go. A little bit too much after the play. But, yeah, there's definitely, in this second half, a lot of words exchanged from both sides. And you could just tell Romulus it's been a frustrating evening for them. They've gotten a lot of bad penalties against them. They've had, I mean, just they haven't been able to execute on either side. Yep, and it was just pickup I believe, couldn't see who it was. I think that was Chris Fox, maybe, who kind of did that. But evidently some words exchanged. He didn't like how the play ended there. But that's going to be just the third penalty on Michigan Center.
You know, the crowds haven't had much to complain about tonight.
No.
They let their frustrations out on
yes.
that one.
And again, they haven't really had much frustration
right.
to get out because, I mean, the Michigan Center has pretty much just dominated in all three facets. I mean, of course, they've, you know, offense hasn't been as good in this second half, but still, I mean, defense just completely locked down. Second and 17. Takes the snap. Hinkle, pocket collapses, lobs this one deep down the midfield and nearly intercepted. A little bit high for Brennan forward, and that was nearly hauled in. Micah yeah. Jones incomplete. We do have a penalty marker down, it looks like.
We got, yeah.
Yep.
We got
in the backfield.
Flag down, and there was some conversations. Maybe they were exchanging Christmas cookie recipes. I don't know. But there was face mask to face mask conversations happening between a white jersey and a red jersey.
Been a lot of that in the second half, so
yeah.
not really all that surprising. And, I mean, that throw was downfield. My eye was down there. Maybe it could have been a roughing the passer penalty even.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah, I was
see.
Looking down there, too. And, you know, just what I have to say about what we saw down there with that pass, it felt like he was just throwing it up, hoping that his guy would be able to get the win. I mean, tight coverage down there. And he was just putting it up and seeing that, and with confidence that his guy was going to be the better guy.
Penalties still being discussed by the officials. Not really clear who it's on yet. So we're ready for the signal. I believe it's against Michigan Center.
So stepping it off for Michigan Center's way.
Yep, face mask, because I saw him going to the far sideline to have a chat with Coach Charles Searcy. Of the Romulus
yeah.
Eagles. So that's back-to-back big penalties against the Michigan Center Cardinals, and this qualifies for second and forever.
It's a big one for sure.
Back in their 48-yard line, the first down goal is a 20-yard line. This is second and 22. Make it second and 32, I beg your pardon. Wow.
Well, I still feel like you're in four-down territory, depending on how far. You know, if you pick up, you know, 15, 20 yards here, I feel like you're still in four-down territory for the Cardinals.
Well, when we were here last year, how many times did we see them make these plays happen where they got into this second and forever, third and forever against Grass Lake, and they somehow made it happen? Throw up the middle, going for Trey Collins, incomplete. He tried to reach back behind with one hand to haul it in, but he just couldn't, and it's third and forever.
So that was designed in screen, right in the middle of the field here. They let all the defenders go through. They pulled the linemen, able to get them out in front, and they had a whole bunch of blockers right out in front of them. Just couldn't get it to him.
Nope.
Just couldn't get it to him.
Yep, just a little easy play. I just couldn't make it happen. And 4:34 to go in this Josh's Dumpsters third quarter. Michigan Center leads 28-0. No score yet in the second half, however. And Michigan Center looking at a third and 32 here. Takes the snap, quick handoff up the middle. Braylon Brown, lots of room to run, 45-40. Missed the tackle, 25-20, 15-10, in for the first down, forced out of bounds at around the 15. Wow! I told you, they made those plays happen last year against Grass Lake, and they found a way here.
And he knew exactly where he was. As soon as he got that first, or as soon as he was about ready to cross that line to get the first down, defender was right there. He just lowered the shoulder, gave him everything he got, bounced him out of the way to get that first down.
31 yards on the ground. I beg your pardon, that's actually 41 yards on the ground, if I got my math correct. 17 yards.
It's not as easy when
it's
not the
35. 35 yards. Wow. I had to do some quick math in my head from the other side of the field. That is 122 yards on 7 carries for Mr. Braylon Brown.
I'll bring my abacus with me next time.
4 minutes and counting in this third quarter. Michigan Center leads 28-0 now back in the red zone. First and 10 from the 17. Quick handoff to Braylon Brown again. Jukes his way inside the 5. Pulled out of bounds. And another penalty marker thrown after the play.
Well, Michigan Center has kind of figured out, we're just going to keep running the plays that are working and make you stop them. And they've had success the last few times by bouncing it out on the outside.
It's against Romulus. Personal foul after the play, probably some more extracurricular shoving. And
well, I think what we've been seeing is Center getting the flags for retaliating. And this time,
yeah.
Romulus got caught.
Instigating, if you will. So it's going to be first and goal inside the 5-yard line as a result. And that should be added on to the run. So it looks like half the distance to the goal. So they'll have them down at the 5 originally for the first down. 12-yard gain for Brown. And then, of course, the penalty after making it to the 3-yard line. Quick snap for Hinkle. Faked. Peels out of the pocket to the right. Throw into the end zone. That's caught. Touchdown, Brennan Forward.
Just a design rollout and found himself just a few steps away from the defender. Just a foot or so beyond the goal line and able to get in there. Bell's ringing again. Another 6 on the board for Center.
Brennan Forward with that touchdown reception. And Michigan Center, 34-0. They're going for the extra point here. If they get it, it'll be a partial running clock for the rest of the half unless Romulus is able to bring it within 35. Missed the last extra point. Ooh, and there's going to be a penalty on the snap here.
Look like there's a little movement for Center. Nope, they're calling against
it's
Romulus.
On Romulus again. 11 penalties against Romulus. Wow.
I mean, I still feel like maybe it's just because we watch a lot of Lions football. You get that close instead of, you know, kicking the field goal.
It's like you might want to just go
closer,
for it. Yeah.
Go for 2 at that point.
That's a tush push. But they're going to still go for 1. Attempt for Jordan Withers. Takes a snap, extra point up, splits the uprights, and it's good. 35-0. Michigan Center up over the Romulus Eagles. 3:39 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
35-0, Michigan Center over Romulus. 3:39 to go in this third quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. Of course, a 3-yard passing Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Hayden Hinkle to Brennan Forward. 111 yards on 10 of 17 passing. 4 passing touchdowns. 1 rushing touchdown for Hinkle as well. And Michigan Center, again, it was a little shaky coming out of halftime offensively. Had 2 turnovers, but able to recover there and now get the partial running clock going, at least for the time being. So the clock will only stop for timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores for the rest of the way. Again, granted, Romulus does not get any score in this one to bring it inside to 35 points. Fair catch on a kickoff down to the 30-yard line.
Oh, we don't see that a whole lot.
Yeah, on a kickoff, I mean.
Well, I mean, yeah. All right, so a lot of the games we saw this year, it's been a lot of squibs.
Yes.
We very rarely do we see anybody here in the Cascades or in the I-8 who gets it up in the air.
So the 30-yard line even for Romulus to start their third drive of the half. They have been held to a three and out and an interception offensively in this half. Overall, three turnovers for the Eagles offense. Not sure what the set is that we're looking at here. Inside 250 and counting in this third quarter. Three back there with Searcy, one receiver to either side. Takes the snap, looking in the air, quick fire throw on the right. That one's caught, but was he on the ground first? They are calling it a catch by Micah Jones.
Again, you know, quick throws to the receivers on the outside, but they're just coming in low. That's got to be like the third or fourth time we've seen it down thrown at the shins.
Well, I mean, they just haven't had a time otherwise to make any of the deep ones here. They'll give him 3 yards. Searcy gets the snap, immediately runs on the far sideline, going to be tackled at the 38. Another penalty thrown after the play. We will see probably more chirping, pushing, shoving going on here from a frustrated Romulus team. Personal foul against center. Michigan center. Wow. Another retaliatory penalty. Had a couple of those.
It has to be. It has to be. I mean, it might be worth it for Troy Allen to bring his squad over to the sideline and just give them a reminder about keeping a cool head, because that's the third time they got caught retaliating. Just put your hands up in the air, walk away, keep that clock rolling, keep your kids safe, keep them healthy, and get on to the next game.
So first and 10 for Michigan Center's 48-yard line. Another run on the far sideline. Put out of bounds there for Torrance Searcy.
Bench over there went for a little bit of a ride.
Yeah, it was a big tumble over there. Not fun contact in this cool, crisp fall evening air on Halloween night.
Yeah, those metal benches are cold.
Yeah.
They're a little chilly to sit on.
They'll give him no gain. So first, oh, they didn't even change the down marker. So second and 10, going to be another rush up the middle this time. A pile up. Searcy maybe only getting about 3 yards on the play. Should be third down. They changed it to just second down. So should be about third and 6. It's 48 seconds and counting now with the partial running clock. 35-0 lead for Michigan Center over Romulus. They do correct it.
Yeah. That's the second time tonight they've been a little slow on the down marker.
Yeah. Notice a lot of quarterback keepers as well for Searcy in this in this second half. I mean, just not enough time to do any of these handoffs or passes. Michigan Center's defensive line just dominating.
Yeah, they trying to dial up a little something different.
Searcy gets the snap with another quarterback keeper run off to the left side. Going to be met for a loss of a yard at around the 45-yard line. Just couldn't really make the progress necessary to even make it back to the line of scrimmage, and it's fourth down.
No, that's you've got Michigan Center with that swarming defense meeting him at the line of scrimmage. Is that another flag?
The end of the quarter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll take it.
How about that? Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So that ends the third quarter, brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. And Michigan Center leading 35-0 over Romulus in our Division 5 first-round playoff matchup. Fourth quarter is next. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union. Back in 60 seconds.
Improving the financial quality of your life is AeroQuip Credit Union's mission, and their AeroPerks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge AeroPerk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aero Quip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aero Quip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. An equal housing lender.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
It's now the fourth quarter, brought to you by Anytime Fitness. 35-0 lead for Michigan Center over Romulus. Fourth and eight. Quick fire throw off to the left-hand side. He caught it. Somehow he bobbled it, and he's going to be gone. Dodges the tackle. Oh, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Romulus. A bit of a broken play, a broken catch for Jaden Morgan, and Romulus is on the board. You can kiss that partial running clock goodbye.
Seriously, what he had, because they just did a lot of quarterback runs. I mean, yeah. they set that play up, a whole bunch of quarterback runs. They did the same thing right there, same look that they've been giving, only this time he takes that step forward, comes back up, does a quick little dump right over the middle. I mean, that must have only been like a five-yard pass. The rest of it was after the completion. Just ran away from everybody. They set that play up with all the runs they did.
So Romulus took them all the way until the first play of the fourth quarter to get on the board, trailing 35-6, and they're going for two. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Searcy takes the snap, and he's going to run it into the end zone himself. Virtually untouched. That's a two-point conversion successful.
And again, design run on that one. They spread everybody out. I mean, those receivers were... What kind of route are you going to run when you only have a couple yards to go and you're that spread out? So they just spread out the defense, left it wide open in the middle for him to go in for that quick two.
Romulus on the board, trailing 35-8. 10 seconds into this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
A onside kick for Romulus after their first Aspen 1 Hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. Unsuccessful. Michigan Center able to field it at around the 49-yard line. This is 35-8, Michigan Center over Romulus. And Mark W. Dale, you have another score update for us?
44-6, you have Hanover Horton on top out on Moscow Road. Getting a little revenge from last year's first-round loss.
Yeah, and we were there for that one.
Mm-hmm.
As Hanover Horton, again, they started 8-0 last year, lost the Cascades Conference Championship to Wesley, and then ended up falling to Union City in the first round. But flipping the script here in this one, and I believe this might be their first playoff win in program history, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wow, a lot of firsts this year.
So definitely a great win there for Hanover Horton on their way to it. Michigan Center first and 10 from the Romulus 48-yard line. Quick handoff to Braylon Brown up the middle. He's going to be brought down at around the 40-yard line. Good carry on first down.
And if Michigan Center holds on to win this one, they are on the road at Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard next week, as Gabriel Richard dialed up a 57-6 win over Detroit Cody.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, GOC, for the deets there. 56-7 on Spring Arbor Road. Lumen just running away from Onstead.
Were we really that surprised, though? I mean, let's be honest. That's a 1-32 matchup.
39-8, Springport on top of Manchester.
Wow.
With 120 remaining in the third.
We just need a Napoleon update. Again, we could go 5 for 5 for local.
We've got a lot of people looking at scores, not one of them feeding us Napoleon score.
Second and 3, Hinkle faking the handoff, throw deep. This one could be for another score, and it's caught into the end zone. touchdown, Cardinals. That is Travis Collins on a long touchdown catch.
That was just a beautiful play. Collins outran the coverage. Fake had the defender biting just a little bit on that one, gave him the step that he needed, and perfect throw, perfect angle, just enough air underneath it, right in the breadbasket. Michigan center ringing the bell again.
That's now 68 yards on four catches, two touchdowns for Travis Collins, the fifth touchdown pass of the game for Hayden Hinkle. And they should hopefully go for two on this one to try to get the running clock going again. Leading by 33 now, 35 points again required for the partial running clock. 10:47 to go in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. Michigan Center chatting things over. They should be going for it here. Just went for two on their first touchdown of the game. Ever since then, it's been nothing but two-point attempts. Sorry, one-point attempts as we've got a timeout called by Michigan Center. We're going to leave it right here because it's just an extra point attempt.
Yeah, they're going to talk this one over.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, College and Career Access Center, Josh's Dumpsters, Premier Sports of Michigan Center, Anytime Fitness, and as always, our presenting sponsor for K105.3 Football Frenzy all season long, Aeroquip Credit Union. So, Mark W. Daly, any Halloween plans after this one?
Yeah, I'm a boring guy. I'm a boring, boring guy.
You're also an early riser.
I'm an early riser. By the time I get home, everybody's already in bed. So my Halloween plans, I'll probably have a snack. Maybe a Bud Light, Mick Ultra. And I'm going to bed. I'll try to watch a little scary something. I got 28 years later I got to finish watching yet.
So the timeout ends. Two-point attempt here for Michigan Center. Snap back, and it's going to be Trey Collins lobbing it into the end zone, and it's going to be caught by Brennan Forward. A little bit of a trick play.
Did he pick that up off the ground?
Yeah, I think that was like the Jared Goff kind of like he stumbled on the snap and ended up making it happen.
Fumble?
I think that was a designed fumble. So we're seeing some more John Morton trick plays here.
That's risky. Risky, but hey, dialed it up, and we're back to that magical 35-point differential.
And good news, we've got, the running clock going again. 43-8 lead for Michigan Center over Romulus. 10:47 to go in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. And fittingly, we've got Thriller booming on the speakers here at Michigan Center High School.
You know the dance? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I probably did it awfully, but
you still did it. It doesn't matter. You still.
I'm no Michael Jackson. I'm sorry.
I didn't know if that was a millennial / Zoomer thing or not.
Oh, are we generation shaming now?
No, there's no shaming there. No shaming.
So the kick returned by Micah Jones at around the 25. He's now running to the opposite sideline, and he's got a pretty big return here. Michigan Center trying to run him down out of bounds at the Michigan Center 40-yard line. Really good kick return for Romulus there.
And he just ran through a handful of defenders on that one. I mean, it was shut down. He brought it this way towards us and just shut that down because there was nowhere for him to go. He tried to cut it back the other way and ran through three defenders and just got a whole bunch of green grass in front of them and able to get a really good return off of that.
So the clock going again, 10-10 in counting in this one, in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. Michigan Center leads 43-8. Romulus taking over at their own 41-yard line. Michigan Center's 41-yard line after that great kick return. And Romulus again, four receivers to the right, one to the left. They have some interesting receiver sets they've shown us.
Yeah, they've got some unique setups here.
Searcy in the gun. Winds up for a fake fast on the right. He's going to run himself on the far sideline, and he's going to be taken out of bounds at around the 35-yard line. That one looked like a designed pump fake pass.
They've done that a few times where they had it set up over on this side for what we've seen as a receiver screen. You have all receivers over here. One person steps back and is going to get it. And they're showing the same setup again, but instead of throwing it, he just ran the other way.
Second and five from the Michigan Center 36. Searcy back for the pass again. Chased by two Cardinals. Throws to the near sideline, way out of the reach of anybody, as he intended that one for Sterling Fry. It's third down and complete.
Well, he was running for his life. That time they weren't able to give him any protection, and he just had to take off, had no pocket. It wasn't supposed to be a bootleg type of play. Just 0.0 protection. Just ran for his life on that one and totally missed his mark.
Six of 16 passes for Torrence Searcy, 64 yards. Of course, 44 yards of that coming on the last drive, that 44-yard touchdown to open this fourth quarter. Brought to you by Anytime Fitness. 8:25 and counting, by the way, on the partial running clock. Third and five coming up here. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Searcy gets the snap, winding back for the pass, throw on the far sideline. That one's caught for the first down. A little bit of a run after the catch down at around the 20-yard line, and that's the first third down conversion tonight for the Romulus Eagles.
In the third, it's Napoleon leading Buchanan 20-14. Had to get that, crediting Jeff Steers with supplying that score for us. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been waiting for those updates.
I know we've been looking for Napoleon scores.
So that's 17 yards on that first down play. First and 10 from the 19. Quick fire pass on the left side. That one's caught. Room to run. Going to be brought down inside the 15. We got a helmet off on the play.
Got to come out. You lose your lid, you got to come out for a play. That is number 55.
They're not going to give him the first down.
Chris Fox having to sit out a play on this one.
Still bring him down to the 11-yard line. That's a gain of 8 on the play. Snap for Searcy, throwing the near side, caught at the 10-yard line, going to be pulled down by Brennan Ford, trying to fight for an extra 3 yards. Boy, he's able to get another 4 yards on that. Down inside to the 6-yard line, should be good for the first down.
There was that fight earlier in the game. I mean,
yeah,
fighting for yards like that at this point. I mean, because he ran through first contact, second contact, third contact, able to get them to move the sticks on that.
9 of 19 passing, including 3 straight complete passes, 5 in the last 6. For Torrence Searcy, the quarterback, 6:33 and counting in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. Michigan Center leading 43-8.
Thank you to Ratch, 26-20. Napoleon leading Buchanan with just a little bit left.
Oh. Searcy scrambling in the pocket. Goes to the near sideline, throws to the end zone, out of the reach of Jaden Morgan, incomplete. And it's going to be second down and goal from the 6.
Just a little bit out of his reach on that one. Of course, he had, again, a little penetration from Michigan Center in the backfield, having him kind of out of his comfort zone trying to make that connection.
Inside 6 minutes to play in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. Michigan Center looking for a goal line stop here. Second and goal from the 6. For Romulus as they try to go back with the scores. Again, where was this offense earlier?
I know. I don't feel like Center's made adjustments or brought in a different set of personnel.
Searcy going to run himself on the pocket on the near side. He's going to be scrambling, nearly sacked, and he's got room to run. Charging forward in the end zone, dives forward. They give it to him. Touchdown, Eagles.
Again, just ran through a bunch of arm tackles in the backfield there. Seriously, there was about 6 Michigan Center guys who were playing tag with him and not able to wrap him up and bring him down.
And that once again ends the partial running clock as the score again dips to inside 35 points. It's now 43-14, Michigan Center over Romulus with the two-point attempt coming up. 11-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Torrence Searcy. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right. Searcy gets the snap on the two-point attempt, peels out of the pocket to the left, throws to the end zone, tipped away, and incomplete. Travis Collins getting a mitten on that one, and two-point attempt is unsuccessful. Clock stopped 5:21, 43-14. Michigan Center up by 29 over Romulus. We're back in 30 seconds on Q105.3.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Romulus gets on the board a second time, although unsuccessful in the two-point attempt, trailing Michigan Center 43-14. We got an onside kick, and it bounces off of Peyton Paquin and goes right back to the 46-yard line where it's picked up by Jaden Morgan for Romulus. Wow. So I don't think oh, they're going to give it to Michigan Center. Wow. It didn't go the required distance, I don't think. Well, Michigan Center touched it. But
yeah, but if it I don't know.
I don't know.
That happened really quick, too.
Yeah, that was a deflection off of Peyton Paquin. And now the officials are talking about it. Yeah,
there it goes.
That should
that's
be
right
Romulus
call.
Ball. Yeah, I've never seen a ricochet like that on an onside kick.
Yeah. You know, like I said, every game we're seeing a lot of firsts this year. Thank you, Greg and Ratch, both giving us that Napoleon score. You know, because you know the winner of that contest will face Lumen next week.
Yeah, and again, we're trying to go at least 5 for 5 Jackson County teams in the first round of the playoffs. Michigan Center swarming Searcy in the pocket, throw up the midfield. That's complete by Jaden Morgan, and a big hit out of bounds. It looked like he dropped the ball. I think it's going to be an incomplete pass. I don't think they'll give it to him. No, they won't.
No, they're walking back. Yeah, he. He went up in the air on that one, and he just laid a lick on him and knocked that ball out, prevented that one from being a completion.
Clock stopped at 5:05 to go in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. 43-14 lead for Michigan Center. Second and 10 coming up from Romulus, their own 46-yard line. Three receivers left, two to the right. If you heard that one from the PA, 44-6, Hanover Horton over Union City. Tiercy takes the snap. He's chased again and going to be nearly sacked for a big loss. See, it gets out of danger somehow. Throw deep down the near sideline and caught out of bounds. I don't think he stayed in.
Nope, no good.
That was Taha Kanji. Yep, he looked like he was.
That was close,
yeah.
Though. That was really close. To being in. And, again, Searcy able to escape danger in the backfield there.
And a timeout called by Romulus. We'll step aside as well. 4:52 to go in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. Michigan Center leads by 29. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Final 5 minutes of action here from Michigan Center High School on this Halloween edition of Football Frenzy, and also a playoff edition, as Michigan Center well on their way to moving on to the Division 5 second round, 43-14 over Romulus.
So Napoleon's going to be facing Lumen next week. They got the final 26-20 over Buchanan.
And that was the one that we were kind of carefully monitoring. So it looks like we are going to go 5 for 5 in Jackson County. Moving on.
We're the last one standing here.
Yeah. Well, it's because Romulus decided to get their offense going with, you know, this game basically over. Four receivers to the right, one to the left. Third and 10. Quick fire throw on the far side out of the timeout. Then a pitch back. That's deflected away. And They're going to say he was down.
He has it. They're saying he was down.
They whistled that he was down before he was able to pitch it back.
And that's so the right call. Yeah. He was down on his knee when he went to go ahead and that went back. But, I mean, if he wasn't, that one had Michigan center all sorts of confused, and he had the complete edge to go all the way.
10 of 23 passing now on that one to David Bullock, but a loss of yards, loss of two, and they're going to have to, I mean, going to have to go for it, either punt it away, whatever happens here. I mean, that's a tough spot for Romulus.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, these types of plays have been tough for them to come by.
Three receivers right, two to the left. They're going for it right here. Pocket opening up. Running to the near sideline. Not able to get a throw off. And he's just going to have to run out of bounds in the 42. Loss of yards. Turnover on downs.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point, he should have just chucked it away. I mean, you're talking about a differential of three yards here right now. But, yeah, he had nobody. Good coverage. Good coverage for Michigan center. Just didn't have anybody to throw it to. He was trying to direct traffic to get somebody open. And he had nowhere to go. Nowhere to go except out of bounds.
To the 44-yard line of Romulus territory. Michigan center taking over. 4:34 to go in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter, leading 43-14.
Now, if you're Michigan center, you don't put that ball in the air at all.
Not at all.
Just run it.
And they could probably tick the clock down if they play this right, and they don't even have to go for another score potentially. Depending on what they get. Obviously, if you get a wide open lane, I mean, what are you going to intentionally trip? They'll move it actually to the 42, which was correct. That's where Romulus ended their last play. So first and 10 from the 42. Michigan center ready to go. Back official raises his right arm. Hinkle takes the snap, quick handoff to Braylon Brown up the middle, snagged down at around the 33-yard line.
And number five, just getting his hand out there, disrupting that a little bit, Jeremiah McDuffie, going to give him the credit for the stop on that one. So Michigan center not able to get the first, you know, a fresh set of downs here, so you're second and short, but mission accomplished. You're just clicking off seconds.
Now at 4 minutes and counting until the Division V second round.
Ann Arbor, Gabriel Richard, that's where they're heading.
You mean where we're potentially heading?
We'll have to see. Those are what those fun conversations on Monday are all about.
These are the conversations that we will have with the powers that be, a.k.a. Oh, Captain, my Captain. Thomas Salmon gets the handoff this time, gets the first down inside the 30. That's his second carry of the game down to the 29-yard line. Good for 4 yards. So, again, 5 of 5. Jackson County teams in the playoffs moving on in the first round. Loom and Christie, Michigan Center well on their way. Hanover Horton, Springport, and Napoleon all moving on. What was the Springport score? What was the last score at least?
You know, I can tell you this. They did have more than their opponent.
And I know that. I don't think it was particularly close. Hand off to the near side on the carry. That's going to be Andrew Rolander for his first carry.
27-8.
Okay, so that they should hold for that.
Mm-hmm.
So there
I
you
think
go.
That's a final. We're the last one standing here.
So Jackson County, 5 of 5 in the first round of the playoffs. We'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding.
2:47 and counting in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. Going to be 2nd and 8 after Rolander's first carry for 2 yards. Michigan Center, of course, taking their time. Taking as much time as possible.
Yeah, they should not snap it until that back judge has his arm up and starts moving it.
Takes the snap, handoff up the middle, and going to be picked up and dropped down. Another pretty good carry there. Peyton Paquin there. A little bit of the fridge action right there.
That's a little bit of a wrinkle.
Down to the 23-yard line. Gain of 4. 156 and counting in this fourth quarter. It's third and four coming up for the Cardinals.
You don't necessarily need to get it here.
Nope.
You don't. You're going for it on fourth down anyway at this point. Just put those seconds off, and then if you get the first down, just start taking knees.
Yeah, we'll be in victory formation if they get it right here. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, although I highly doubt they're going to pass it here. Takes the snap, quick handoff to Thomas Salmon on the far side, in for the first down, and going to be tackled at around the 12-yard line, and it'll be victory formation.
Here on out, should be anyway.
Yep, here on out, buck 15 and counting in this Anytime Fitness fourth quarter. And they will down it at around the 11-yard line. 12-yard pickup for Salmon. 24 yards on three carries. Not bad, not bad. 15 first downs to just four by Romulus.
Well, you spread everybody out that way, so you've got four defenders that are out that way. It just opened up that area of the field, just gave them enough space to get the first down.
Not quite in victory formation. I mean, it doesn't really matter. They'll be within 40 seconds. Takes the snap, quick handoff, and they're just going to run it untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals, why not? Cal Crittenden, the junior.
Just right off of that, off the left side, straight in. Nobody touched him, able to get the score. And the bell's ringing again here off of Harsh Parker.
Boy, that we've been hearing that a lot tonight.
I think that's an 83% louder bell.
I'll take that. At least, okay, and it doesn't matter how much louder or quieter it is. Our eardrums are not right next to it is the difference. Going for the extra point here after the 11-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Cal Crittenden.
Gets us back to a running clock, Connor.
Oh, boy, for the last 34 seconds? Extra kick is up, and it is good. We're just going to leave it right here. There's 34 seconds left. 50-14 is the score. Michigan Center well on their way to round one victory here in Division 5. Not a bad start for the Division 5 playoffs.
No, not at all.
Looks like you got some more scores.
Well, I mean, some out-of-town scores, because we've got all the local scores in. Lowell over Coldwater, 35-14. DeWitt over Owosso, 70-7 at the end of the third. Dexter getting a 42-0 win right now. East Lansing over Lakeland, 20-13. Hazlitt on top of St. John's, 49-7. Hudson, 52-0 win.
That's not surprising.
Not at all.
The Hudson all. Tigers. That's a football school right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Football, wrestling.
So the final 34 seconds upon us as Michigan Center sets to kick this one away after the touchdown. Kicks this one, fielded it around the 25-yard line, running up to the near side, then crosses over to the near side, went out of bounds. Braylon Banks on that return.
And that clock's just going to keep running.
Yep. Final 20 seconds, and they're not even going to get a playoff. So that'll be it. Final 10 seconds here. Michigan Center. What a game. To make their debut in the Division 5 postseason. 3-2-1. Final score, 50-14. Michigan Center over Romulus. And the Cardinals officially move on to the second round of the Division 5 playoffs. What a performance by Michigan Center.
Yeah. We touched up upon it a few times. Just much cleaner than the last time we saw them. More disciplined on offense, on defense, offensive line, certainly giving them a little bit more protection, definitely giving them a lot more push than we saw last week. And special teams on point tonight, too. So when you have all three facets of the game rolling, it's going to be very hard to stop you. And Romulus, they just couldn't get the Birds of Prey rolling tonight. And Michigan Center, 50-14 win out here on Harsh Parker.
So we're going to take one more timeout, and we're going to break this thing down. On the other side, this is K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Be prepared this winter when the snow starts flying with Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating not only can protect your driveway or parking lot with seal coating, but they also provide commercial and residential snow removal, commercial salt services, and much more. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to get on the snow removal schedule for this upcoming winter. Don't wait or you will regret it when you are shoveling. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Final score from Harshbarger, 50-14. Michigan Center takes down the Romulus Eagles. And, I mean, right from the jump, Michigan Center getting an interception on the first Romulus drive to open the game, go down and score. I mean, they didn't look back. All three facets, offense, defense, special teams, Michigan Center controlling the action here, and not only a way to make a statement, your first game in the playoffs as a Division V school, but what a way to bounce back after last week's Cascades Championship here.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure when they download this game and listen to it off of you know, your favorite McKibben Media Group website, they're probably going to be tired of us reminding them of that. But, I mean, that's the focal point that we have, is this was a much different team tonight than what we saw last week. the amount of improvement that we saw from last week to this week was just absolutely insane. Offensive line, giving their quarterback protection. Defense, I mean, seriously, was running for his life all night long because that defense was just blowing up the line of scrimmage all night long. In the secondary, coverage in their hip pocket all night long. Searcy had nobody to throw to. So, I mean, just, and again, special teams just rolling. All facets of the game. Michigan Center, dominating performance from start to finish out here in, this chain of lakes.
They led 35-0 through three quarters. Romulus didn't get going until that fourth quarter offensively, and Michigan Center flirting with an on-and-off relationship with a running clock there through that fourth quarter. But, I mean, Michigan Center couldn't have asked for more from them in this performance. Just overall fantastic. I mean, Hayden Hinkle, especially a big bounce back, throwing the ball, 11 of 18, passing 152 yards, five touchdowns, one interception. He also rushed for 65 yards and a touchdown. Braylon Brown, big game on the ground, 150 yards. Also had 43 yards on the ground from Davion King, 24 from Thomas Salmon. And how about this? Travis Collins, four catches, 68 yards, two touchdowns. Braylon Brown had a receiving touchdown. Brennan Forward, a couple good catches as well, 33 yards and a touchdown. And then Trey Collins, a 31-yard touchdown catch as well. A couple Ben Johnson, John Morton-esque trick plays we've seen throughout as well.
A little bit. Makes it fun.
Yes.
It's fun for us to watch. It's fun for us to call. But I have to imagine it's way more fun for them to run that play.
Yes.
When they get something they've been practicing on that we haven't seen yet, get dialed up, it's fun. It's fun for them. It's fun for us.
Especially on the two-point conversion, the designed fumble that we saw.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Did you see that with Jared Goff when he was on the Netflix special? You mean you want me to actually put it on the ground?
Yeah.
You know, and that's insane to put it on the ground like that.
Yeah.
So, risky.
Yeah, it's risky, but it paid off for him in that instance. So,
and this is the last time. And I feel like we're watching the Cardinal seniors walk the field right now. That's not the full team. You got the Cardinal seniors arm in arm walking the field right now because this is the last time they play here. This is the last it. This is it. Next week, they're on the road. They're at Ann Arbor, Gabriel Richard. Ann Arbor father, Gabriel Richard, looking at the score that Ratch gave us, 57-6 with their win over Detroit Cody. So they are going to have a test next weekend on the road.
And the big thing here, of course, is Jackson County, 5 of 5 in the first round of the playoffs. We got Michigan Center moving on, Lumen moving on, Napoleon, Hanover and Springport all moving on.
Right. So Springport, they took care of Manchester 39-8, and they are going to play. Ratch gave that to me earlier. They're going to play New Lothrop. New Lothrop beat
That's
Fowler.
That's a tough matchup.
19-4 was that final. So that's going to be a fun one to follow. Of course, Lumen getting the win. They're going to play Napoleon next week. And then Hanover Horton getting the win. They're going to be hosting another game next week.
It's going to be
well.
Brunson, I believe you saw.
Yeah.
So they were able to beat Jonesville in that matchup. And then the last matchup here is going to be Michigan Center and Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard. So, I mean, will we follow Michigan Center? Will we maybe hop over to Hanover Horton? Of course, those will be discussions we'll have on Monday. Of course, follow us on Monday on the docket as well as the WKHM in the morning with TMWD.
You and Steve got to make sure you have that conversation before 10 o'clock so we can talk about it on AM Jackson.
Yes. So
right. Please?
We'll let you know. But I think it'll be a pretty quick discussion. But, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with any of these locations, any of these teams to follow. Of course, it's going to be Lumen and Napoleon on WKHM. For sure. So it'll just be a matter of Michigan Center, Hanover, or Springport for coverage of the other game. So, but anyways, fun game tonight. Michigan Center did everything they had to, and then some, dominating 50-14 over Romulus. Any final thoughts for us, Mark W. Daly?
Just looking forward to next week already. We've got, I can't remember the last time we had this many from Jackson County. advance to the district championship. So it's going to be an exciting week of football. No matter where we are, we're going to have Greg, Ratch, and I'm sure the mothers. Drew was feeding us scores tonight, too. So we'll have people feeding us some scores tonight, next week. So we'll have everything covered for you. And at this point, I mean, we're the local, live local coverage of high school football. You're not going to get this anywhere else than right here with your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations. Next week is just going to be fabulous. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to it.
And we thank you, of course, for hanging out with us this Halloween evening. And that's going to do it for tonight's game. One more time, 50-14, Michigan Center over Romulus for the Mark W. Daly, as well as Luke holding down the fort back in the studio. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school football on K105.3. Happy Halloween.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.